Macquarie National News at 8, mostly sunny, tops of 29. Good morning, I'm Gemma Barth. Cricket captain Michael Clarke has made the shock admission he may never represent his country again after yet another injury. Billy McGee has more.
After he innocuously fielded a ball in the first test win over India, Clarke pulled up and alarm bells started ringing. He went for scans on his right hamstring and he admits he's unlikely to feature again this series. But after already injuring his left hammy and dealing with a troublesome back, Clarke concedes his career may be over.
There's a chance I could never play again.
The 33-year-old captain says he'll do all he can to get back in time for next year's World Cup on home soil, but he does admit he needs to reassess things. Billy McGee, Macquarie National News.
Disgraced former Labor power brokers Eddie Obeid and Joe Tripodi have had their honourable titles removed. Premier Mike Baird requested they be stripped following corruption findings against the former state ministers. New South Wales Governor-General David Hurley decided on Friday the titles would be revoked. Two Sydney girls have become the first Australian women to join terrorists in Syria and offer themselves as jihadi brides. The Telegraph reports the 18 and 20-year-olds flew out in the past fortnight. It's the first case of young women travelling independently to the war zone. Plans for a viewing platform at Mrs. Macquarie's Point will be scrapped. There was heavy objection when it was outlined in the 20-year blueprint for the future of the Royal Botanic Garden and Domain. Shadow Environment Minister Luke Foley says it's not what the area is about.
The gardens are a place for quiet enjoyment, for recreation, for contemplation, not for huge man-made built structures.
The Australian-managed Ebola treatment in Sierra Leone will start up tonight. We are now managing the centre after the construction was completed by the UK. It has a full capacity of 100 beds and is staffed by the first cohort of Aussie clinical practitioners. A laser's been pointed at a plane as it came into land at Sydney Airport. The flight from Cairns managed to land safely about 8:30 last night despite the beam. It's thought it was pointed from the golf club on Henry Lawson Drive at George's Hall. And briefly, data shows 600,000 lightning bolts cracked their way into New South Wales in the first 9 days of summer. Now to sport, Danielle Pogson.
Gemma, Nathan Lyon is the hero of the moment after boosting Australia to test victory over India in Adelaide. The bowler fought past his demons in the second innings, taking 7 for 152 to help the Aussies claim a 48-run victory. David Warner has told Channel 9 Lyon gave it his all and it paid off.
Look what he produced today. Another 5-wicket haul, maiden test, 10 wickets in a game. Fantastic job, and Hughesy, thank him again.
A war of words on the fourth day has cost Warner and Indian player Shikhar Dhawan ICC fines. The Wanderers are inching closer to a Real Madrid showdown at the FIFA Club World Cup. The Western Sydney team lead Cruz Azul 1-0 after an opening goal in the 68th minute in Morocco. Archie Thompson picked up a hat-trick during victory's 3-3 draw with Sydney FC. The Melbourne forward equalised late in the match in front of a home crowd at Etihad Stadium. Thompson has told Fox Sports the draw isn't that satisfying.
Disappointed, because we want to get 3 points at home. Again, another fantastic crowd. But we'll look forward to next week.
A goal in the 78th minute has helped Wellington Phoenix to a 1-1 draw with the Mariners. Adam Scott tees off with a one-shot lead in the final round of the Australian PGA Championship on the Gold Coast. Australia's pitchers have put on a show to beat New Zealand 1-0 at the Men's Softball Championship. That's sport. I'm Danielle Pogson.
This is Macquarie National News. It's 8:04.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Mostly sunny today, light winds, tops of 25 on the coast, 29 in the west. Sunny tomorrow, showers Tuesday and for the rest of the week. Right now in the city it's 15 degrees, humidity at 86%, winds from the north at 9 kilometres an hour.
No need to be without your daily dose of sport. If you missed any feature interviews from the Big Sports Breakfast, you can catch up through our podcast. Go to bigsportsbreakfast.com.au and click on podcast for all the breaking sports stories.
Rock or Bust, the incredible new album from AC/DC. It doesn't get any bigger than this.
Want to own a horse that races more often? With a trackside runner for 6 hours that races every 4 minutes. To enter, tell us your favourite time to play trackside and submit your winning trackside ticket details at tabtrackside.com.au and you could win big. Time for trackside. Visit your local tab today. Promotion ends January 19, 2015. Gamble responsibly.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going for Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack for the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
Prince Paul back for Marshall. The footwork.
On Sky Sports Radio, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Chock full of sporting news and views from around the country and around the world. Plus, have your say. Here's Jimmy Smith and Stuart Clark.
1-0, the Western Sydney Wanderers are leading Cruz Azul over there in Rabat. The conditions are atrocious. There is water everywhere. I don't know about the Sutherland Council or Caringbah Council, but Waverley Council wouldn't let anyone on the field if it was like that. Water everywhere. They lead 1-0, and it's in the 79th minute. Unfortunately, Matthew Sparanovic has been shown a red card, so they're a man down, and that also means that Matthew Sparanovic will not be playing against Real Madrid when they go through. Early crow there for the Western Sydney Wanderers. Eddie Cowan coming up a little bit later on in the program as well. Grant Balfour, he's a superstar of Major League Baseball. He's an Aussie guy too. He's out here for the All-Star Game. We'll have a chat to him a little bit later on this morning. Andy Pascalides from the World of Football will hopefully have a Western Sydney Wanderers player. We'll try and go inside the camp there, and we'll have a chat with Wayne Grady. But a lot of people this morning, I'm sure, want to talk about the most dramatic of final days, the most dramatic final sessions that we've seen in Test cricket history over there at the Adelaide Oval. And Stuart Clark, the co-host, is absolutely on the same page as well. What a fantastic game of cricket, Stewie Clark. Good morning.
Morning, Jim. Morning, everyone. Well, it was a fantastic, every bit of it, from the emotion of day
yes.
one. And you can't put that to a side, because it was all the players, I'd imagine, went through a lot of different emotions during the Test match. We saw Mitchell Johnson hit Virat Kohli, and the emotions he must have gone through to have to deal with it. But I actually think, just on that one moment, it probably helped the game as a whole, because it took a little bit of that unknown of what was going to happen next time someone got hit out of the game, because he was fine and he went on to make a beautiful 100 in that innings, and also a beautiful 100 yesterday. And then yesterday afternoon, you always thought, just watching the match, that if they could get a wicket, Australia, and a new man came to the crease, then there were a chance to go through, and which ended up eventuating what actually happened. Now, got to feel a bit sorry for Rahane. Watched a lot of the game yesterday. Murali Vijay could have been out 6 or 7 times with the LBW, was given not out. Finally got one that was out. Could not give that out.
Yes.
Poor Rahane comes to the wicket, gets one that looked live, and in all fairness, I actually saw that live on TV, thought it sort of, there was too noisy and there was a little bit of a bobble off something.
Yep.
Given out, missed it by about 5 inches, and then they just proceeded to, to collapse after that. But in saying all of that, 5 years ago, no one would have chased that score. They would have tried to block that day out.
Yeah, right.
And full credit's got to go to Virat Kohli, who I think's an absolute superstar.
I was going to say, where does that innings rank, and where does he rank?
Well,
a century in each innings in his first test as captain.
He had a tough tour of England, so he struggled over there. The ball swung around a bit, and he nicked everything.
Yep.
Everyone was a bit worried. But just looking at that innings yesterday, and the one in the first innings, there are 3 players in the world, I think, that arguably can claim world number one status.
Mm.
A.B. de Villiers.
Yes.
David Warner.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And Virat Kohli. Now, people will say, what about Steve Smith? Well, I'm going to give Steve Smith a little bit more time.
Sure.
He's got 400. Yes, he's playing great cricket. Yes, he plays some wonderful shots. Yes, he looks wonderful. And I'm not saying he's... But I'm thinking those three have done it for a little bit longer.
Yep.
And I just... The way Virat Kohli batted yesterday, single-handedly, if he had not got out...
No, he would... Yeah.
They would have won the game. They would have won the game with four overs to go.
Yep.
And Saha, if he'd held his nerve for 1 minute, he'd played a lovely shot over the top mid-off.
Yeah.
Played one of the worst shots you've ever seen to get out. Just, it could have been anything for India, but Australia, full credit, they hung in there, won the game.
Nathan Lyon, 7 for the innings, 12 for the match. Is this a turning point in Nathan Lyon's career?
Oh, look, he bowled beautifully, yes. I think it'll ease the pressure on him a lot, because everyone had said and continued to say that he'd never won the game for Australia. Well, he's now done that.
Yep.
Don't expect him to go to Brisbane and get 12 wickets there.
No, of course.
Yeah, everyone's going to, well, you know, he's got a bowler's to victory. It's just not, the conditions really suited him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take that mental edge that he may have not had and given it to him now that, you know, he feels a bit more confident that he can do the job for Australia on day 5.
All right, Michael Clarke, this the arguably the biggest story to come out of the day, despite the fact that they had a magnificent test win.
Yes.
It looked incredibly severe.
Yes.
You know, a lot more severe than the left hamstring that he did
whilst
batting in the one dayer. Where is he at? He's pretty much ruled himself out for the rest of the series. He's put the World Cup in with a massive question mark. And now even there is talk of retirement for Michael Clarke. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I don't know if retirement's the... I don't think retirement's in the... I know he said that.
Yep.
And he said, look, he may never play again. But I think the reality is he'll go away. It's all stemming from his back. Whatever back injury he's got. It's affecting his, it's affecting the nerves down his hamstring, and he keeps tearing. He's torn the left, he's torn the right. You don't just keep tearing hamstrings. You know, you played elite level sport. You sometimes you have a bad hamstring, but you don't just tear both of them all the time.
That's right.
So, you know, it's a back injury that's affecting his legs.
Mm.
I don't quite believe there's nothing we can do, because there's always something you can try, you can do.
Well, he's got to try something new. He's been doing the same thing for a decade.
Well,
it's not working now.
Yeah, for 8 years or 9 years, he's been in the Australian setup, and they've done the same thing.
Yeah.
Surely it's time to say, all right, Anthony Minicello is the prime example of that.
Absolutely.
Never play again.
Yeah.
Came back, premiership player, played State of Origin again.
Yep.
Did everything under the sun. So there is something you can do.
Totally.
So I don't quite believe there's nothing we can do.
It's a matter of whether he wants to do it.
Correct. I'm not sure what that is.
Mm.
I'm not a doctor and I'm not a specialist in that field, but it might be go to America. Everyone seems to go to... They seem to... You know,
Bayern Munich's got an exceptional doctor.
I don't
you
know. Go there.
Yeah.
Go and do something. But you've got to try. And I want to see Michael Clarke play again. It may mean after the World Cup he doesn't play one day cricket anymore to prolong his test career.
Sure.
But is that a bad thing?
Well, we'll take your thoughts on that. 13:53:53. What should Michael Clarke do to manage his hamstring moving forward? Just had a great save here by Ante Kovic. He's had a number of great saves. Actually, we're in about the 86th minute. 1-0, the Western Sydney Wanderers lead, Stewie.
Is this pitch a joke or what?
No, this is
have a look at it. In all fairness, Western Sydney are a great team, but the game's a game of AFL at the moment.
Yeah.
It's ball's just going backwards and forwards. There's no passing. You can't pass the ball.
Well, they were chasing after it there. The ball just stopped in a puddle.
Who's the groundsman at this place?
Let's get stuck into the groundsman at Rabat.
Now, I want to talk about the game yesterday, and this relates to sport in general, is the no use of the DRS. Okay? Anyone that watched the game, how frustrated were you watching the highlights? There would have been 6 or 7 dismissals.
Shikha Dhawan one,
David Warner.
Murali Vijay,
Virat Kohli, 3 or 4 times. Rahane. There would have been several decisions. For those out there that think the third umpire, and for that mind, goal line technology, the third referee, even the second referee, are no good. We should get rid of them out of sport.
No.
Take TV out of sport. Go and watch the cricket and see how frustrated you were by the end of the day when you saw good players either been given out, not out, good bowlers bowling good balls, not getting wickets. And then try and transfer across that to the game you watch and say, imagine your team, we'll go with Manly just for the one of these, score a try in the corner, blatant try. Ref says, nah, not try.
No.
You lose the game.
Yeah.
And that could all been saved by just going upstairs.
It's a very frustrated Stuart Clarke here this morning, 13:53:53. DRS, should it be used in the cricket? Should it be used in all sports? Of course it is.
Forget about DRS. Any sport. Should we use, if we've got technology, yes, it's a bit slow.
Yeah.
Should we use it?
Absolutely. Anyway, my thoughts. 13:53:53. Your thoughts is what we're looking for. Coming up very shortly, though, we're going to have a... He's coming back.
Who?
Eddie Cowan.
Back?
Yeah.
Lazarus.
On Sky Sports Radio, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Radio's biggest and best serve of weekend sports.
Well, he's the hard-hitting opening batsman that, formerly from New South Wales, now from Tasmania, he's decided to pull on the baggy pinks, magentas again, and it's a great signing for the Sixers. Morning, Eddie Cowan.
Stu Clark, how you doing, buddy?
You didn't play last year in the Big Bash. You had some time off. You've decided that your game is now at the level ready to play Big Bash cricket. What's happened?
Well, if you can't beat them, join them. I've just... after a long Ashes tour and a few things going on away from cricket last year, I just needed some time away. And then I worked really hard in the off-season to improve my game, and that sort of transferred over into white ball cricket. And then such a huge chunk of the season, if you don't decide to play, you don't play cricket for 10 weeks. So I think it's important just to try and keep the ball rolling.
And you're slogging them now too, even in the first class arena, Eddie. 158 in your last innings from just 199 balls. Has that been a deliberate thing, or was it where the game was at?
No, it's deliberate. It's been trying to do it all season. I guess you watch Dave Warner bat, and there's no suggestion that I'm nearly as good as that, but he puts pressure on the bowlers.
Sure.
And because of that, he gets a lot of bad balls to hit. We play on a wicket down here at Belrive. If you just sit and wait, sometimes a ball comes along with your name on it and you're out. So it's a concerted effort to put some pressure back on the bowlers. And I think because I'm doing that, they're feeling that a little bit and serving up a few genuine four balls as well.
So it's a positive mindset more so than a technical thing.
It's a bit of both stuff. I mean, without trying to get too technical, but you'll appreciate this. So when I was playing test cricket, I held my bat high in the air.
Yes.
Very hard to get a swing at the ball. It's like starting a golf swing halfway through.
Okay.
You swing. Not very classical, not very natural. You'd also remember when we played together 15 years ago or 10 years ago that I tapped my bat on the ground. So I've gone back to doing that.
Okay.
And actually getting a swing at the ball.
Okay.
And that means I can hit the ball harder, et cetera, et cetera. So part of it's mindset, but certainly there's been some big technical changes as well.
You told us about why you're going to play in the Big Bash League this year, but why the Sixers?
Because they're the best.
Yeah,
why would you want to play with the Sixers?
Wow, look, Eddie,
you play the best ground, with the best coach, with the best players, with the best administration. Where else would you want to play?
And a big hello to all the Hobart Hurricane listeners.
But in all fairness, you never played for Hobart Hurricanes, did you?
No. Never
got
on the park.
No, you never got the opportunity. Now, we've also seen, if we just turn to the test match for 2 seconds, Chris Rogers hasn't got, he's been unfortunately not in a great vein of form.
Mm.
I'd imagine the selectors are considering a change, potentially. I'd imagine you haven't given up hopes of pulling on the baggy green again?
No, I wouldn't be playing domestic cricket if I didn't want to be playing cricket for Australia. I'd give someone else a go to follow their dream if mine was dead and buried. So, at the start of the year, my goal was to get onto that Ashes tour at the end of the season and be the first next batsman picked, if that makes sense. Score so many runs across the domestic season that you have to make that trip. So that's still my goal. And, I'm pretty keen to see Bucky get 100 next test, because I know when I was in his shoes, I hated the speculation of people saying this bloke should play and he got 23 in grade cricket, he should be playing.
Mm.
I'm going to go the other way and back the guys in the team to get the job done.
Cruz Azul have just scored themselves a penalty goal. It's 1-1 between the Western Sydney Wanderers and Cruz Azul over there in Rabat. And we're into 3 minutes of injury time. Ed, it's been incredible, the emotion around this test match in Adelaide, and we all know why, with the passing of Philip Hughes. I've seen some stuff on social media, the closest between your family and Philip. How did that impact on you, and did it have an impact on you on this last Shield game where you're fantastic, 100 in each innings?
I guess the impact initially was I didn't want to play that much. And then it was just a question of compartmentalising because it was just my head wasn't in the space of playing cricket. As I said, after that, the first 100 in the game, for me in that first innings, I didn't really mind if I got 0, 150 or 300. It was just a question of trying to find a way to enjoy the game and have a smile on my face and distract myself, a method of distracting myself from what had been a pretty tough 2 weeks. Mm. But as the game wore on, both teams, the intensity lifted noticeably, and by the end of the game, it was fair dinkum cricket. So I think everyone, while a little tentative, maybe for the first couple of hours of the game, everyone was pretty happy to get back playing cricket by the end of it.
I think I noticed that in the test match as well. I don't know if you noticed that as well.
Yeah, I didn't get to see much of the test match, but even just, the way people reacted when Virat got struck in that in that first innings, and then by the second innings, the ball and Virat are going at each other again. So I think it just took time, and that's not to say that people aren't still a bit tetchy about a few things.
Sure.
People are still grieving, people are still in shock, and still a lot of people feeling a lot of pain. So the cricket doesn't change that, but I guess it has been a nice distraction.
Mm. Now, the Mighty Sixers have got a fan day on today, and then a game tonight at, the Balmain home of Sixers cricket, Des Moines Oval. What's happening at the fan day?
Well, I hope I make it, Safraz. Donna got me on a 12:30 flight, so I think it starts at 2.
You'd be rushing, I would suggest.
So by the time I pick up my bags and get some lunch and... No, I'm going to get down there as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you are. You rush.
As we know, the Big Bash is about the cricket, but probably more so it's about entertainment. It's about getting people through the gate. It's about introducing people to the game. So these fan days... A great way to access the player. They don't happen very often in any other form of cricket. So if you can get down there, you get to meet people like Moses, Brett Lee, all those guys. And then the guy who scores 4 off 7 balls at the back of the queue, that would be me.
You're better than that, Ed.
Nah, we're looking for a big season for you for the Sydney Sixers. Eddie, congratulations on your season thus far with Tasmania, and we'll look forward to you turning out in the magenta this year. Thanks for joining us on a Sunday morning.
Thanks, guys. Nice chatting.
Ed Cowan there, former Aussie opener, now scoring a heap of runs with Tasmania. He'll be turning out for the Sixers. Their first game, December 19, that's this Friday. This coming Friday out at the SCG. Start is at 7:40 up against the Melbourne Renegades.
Ching ching for you?
Looking forward to turning out in the magenta myself.
Are you doing the on-ground hosting this year?
No.
Oh,
just the corporate stuff.
That's what they were talking about. But
oh, were they?
Yeah, they were, but obviously it's seen some of your work at the Roosters.
1353 53, the open line number. A break and we're back with more.
The latest on the traffic for Rizzy, Rail Industry Safety Induction.
Working in the rail industry is a great career choice. Want to get started? First, get your Rail Industry Safety Induction card. Go to rizzy.com.au to kickstart your career in rail.
Morning all, and we've got an accident in the city, Ultimo, at Broadway and Wattle Street. City-bound traffic's been worst affected across the harbour to St Ives and Caleton Street. Collins Road lights under repair, they're flashing yellow. On the harbour, the extreme sailing series, there'll be plenty of traffic around Mrs Macquarie's Road. And heading up to the Central Coast with busy traffic behind an oil spill on Joel's Bridge, M1 Pacific Motorway there. Beaumont Tiles Crazy 2 Week Clearance is on now. Selected tiles are crazy clearance prices just in time for Christmas. Hurry into Beaumont's today and grab a crazy bargain. That's the latest traffic. Number one in racing, Sky Sports Radio.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Stu is a must for sports nuts like us. But if you missed any of today's program, log on to skysportsradio.com.au, go to radio and click on podcast to catch up with all your weekend sporting news.
Everyone loves the skill and excitement of the EPL and A-League, but no one loves a nil-all draw. That's why at The Tab, we've decided that if you have a correct score bet on any EPL or A-League clash this season and the game ends nil-all, we'll refund your bet in full. That's right, if the game ends in a nil-all draw, we'll refund your bet. Get on at your local Tab, tab.com.au or on your mobile. Terms and conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Ever thought of working on the railway? Driving a loader, a crane, or laying track? Mo here knows all about it.
Yep, if you want a career with a bit of adventure and good rewards in the rail industry, check out RISI.com.au.
RISI?
Yep, stands for Rail Industry Safety Induction. RISI cards are issued by Transport for New South Wales. It's your first qualification, you have to have it.
Take a look at RISI.com.au and get trained.
That's RISI.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
If you're looking to get more for less, then you've got to look no further than the Mazda BT50, the ute with more, now for less. The Mazda BT50 4x4 dual cab XT manual, now from an incredible $39,990, drive away. That's right, for under $40,000, you get car-like comfort and plenty of grunt, with up to 3.5-tonne towing capacity, a huge tub, and the turbo diesel power engine. The whole 2014 BT50 4x4 range has been reduced. So whether you need it for work or a weekend away, it's hard to go past the Mazda BT50. Reward yourself today. Find out about the greater value on BT50 at your local Mazda dealer.
Sundays just don't feel right without a dose of the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Righto, they've started extra time and it is 15 minutes each way. 1-1. Cruz Azul versus the Western Sydney Wanderers. And remember, the great effort from the Wanderers. They were clear outsiders in this game. $7.50 at tab.com.au. $1.40 Cruz Azul. The draw was paying $4. So there you go. The draw was paying $4. Now, is that at 90 minutes or 120 minutes, the draw? The draw is at 90 minutes plus injury time.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's the way it usually works.
Right.
You'd have to check the website and speak to Glenn Munsey, which we'll do a bit later.
Yeah, but actually, we're not speaking to Glenn.
Are we?
I don't know. Is he on holidays?
I
presume so. He says he never stops.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe it. He was in here last week, bouncing around.
He was, wasn't he? Yeah. Trent Langskill, we're going to speak to from Tab.
Better. Like Trent. Oh. You said that to me off air. You said Trent's much better.
Let's go to a sports update from Tanya.
On the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya White.
And heading into that extra time, the Wanderers are down a player, so it's going to be a long 30 minutes. Australia is one up in the four-match cricket series against India, the Aussies defeating the tourists in the first test by 48 runs very late yesterday on day five. Both batsmen Dave Warner and Virat Kohli posting centuries in both their innings, but man of the match went to spin bowler Nathan Lyon, who took 12 wickets for the match, becoming the first Aussie off-spinner to do so in more than 100 years. The only bad news to come out of the camp is that Michael Clarke will take no further part in the series after aggravating his hamstring again. A three-way tie for the lead heading into the final round today of the Australian PGA on the Gold Coast. Adam Scott, Wade Ormsby and Scott Strange all at 10 under. Scott and Strange will be the final pairing. They'll tee off at 11:45. That's Queensland time. Hot on their heels, Jason Scrivener and Boo Weekly at 9 under. Michael Hendry at minus 8. A hard-earned 1 point for Sydney FC in last night's A-League game against Melbourne Victory, with the match finishing at 3-all at Etihad. It was a game that had everything. Victory's Archie Thompson scored all three of the team's goals, but was disappointed after the match, saying that he didn't feel like he had just scored a hat-trick as they didn't win and he would swap it for the 3 points. In the day's earlier game, Wellington and the Central Coast drew 1-all. Australia's bid for a 6th successive Champions Trophy hockey title died overnight after the Kookaburras went down to Germany 3-2 in the semi-final. They'll now play India for third place. No change at the top of the EPL board, with Chelsea defeating Hull 2-0 and Man City recording a 1-0 win over Leicester. In other matches, Burnley 1, Southampton 0, Crystal Palace and Stoke 1-all, Sunderland and West Ham 1-all, West Brom 1, Aston Villa 0, Arsenal 3-1 over Newcastle. A frantic fourth quarter led by Rhys Martin has helped Wollongong to a gutsy 82-77 comeback win over Sydney in the NBL game last night in Wollongong. Martin recorded 11 of his 15 points of the match in that final term. Josh Childress starred again for the Kings with a game high of 34 points. And at the International Premier Tennis League overnight, Mark Philippoussis, playing for the Manila Mavericks, defeated Pat Rafter, playing for the Singapore Slammers, 6-5.
Stop.
Well, it's
sport. What
I have to
is going
it.
On? The oh, poo's Stuart. Back. The poo's back.
You know.
It's a mini replay of, was that, the 98 US Open final? Philippoussis got it this time. 6-5 over Pat Rafter.
Which one would you prefer? The 1998
sorry?
US.
What
US
I'm just what? Sorry there, Jim.
Pat Rafter and Mark Philippoussis. Those very attractive men. However, which one would you prefer? The US Open as the victory, or the Slammers v the, what was the other side?
Singapore. Now he plays for the Manila Mavericks.
The Mavericks v the Slammers in the Indian Premier Tennis League.
And it's all for nothing anyway, because the Indian Aces have already won.
Oh.
Yeah, tournament.
It's not all for nothing.
I was going to say, I'm not sure it would be all for nothing.
The Alscott, he's not coming out of retirement for nothing.
This is true.
Anyway. Thank you, Tanya. I do appreciate that. We'll get another update from Tanya in the next hour as well. We have had confirmation that soccer pays the draw at the 90 minutes plus injury time, of course. So thank you, whoever sent that in.
It was Trent. Sure. It was Trent Rang. You don't
Trent Rang?
Yeah, you don't Trent, ring. Yeah, you don't watch the screens, do you?
No, I was listening to Tanya at that point. I am watching the screen because up next we've got Grant Balfour.
With all the goss on your sport and your team, you're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Well, we've got the Australian Baseball League All-Star Game. It's in Melbourne on this Wednesday, December 17, 7:30 p.m. on ESPN. You can have a look at that one. And out here to promote it is a star of Major League Baseball, Grant Balfour. He's an Aussie homegrown, the kid from Kings Langley, done good. And it's great to have him on the program this morning. G'day, Grant.
Hey, guys. How you going?
G'day, Grant.
Welcome back to Australia. Just on that, I'm not sure how often you get back to Australia, but have you noticed that there's been an increase in the popularity of either Major League Baseball or the following of the ABL since your time away?
Yeah, I know. I actually come back every year, but I don't really get a chance to sort of see a lot of baseball when I'm out here. And, most definitely, it's definitely still growing. It's definitely a sport that, I myself would love to see try to get on TV a little bit more and get more exposure, because I think it's a game that I fell in love with a long time ago, and it's just eat, sleep, and breathe baseball. It's obviously my job and my passion, and I'd love to see more people catch on to it, but I realize that it'll probably never reach the size of game that it is in the States. But it's definitely growing, and there's room for more.
Now, earlier in the year, we had the Major League season out here. Do you think that's actually, or the opening day of Dodgers v the Diamondbacks, do you think that's actually enhanced the game and given it some more? We know baseball's here in Australia, but it's obviously not our number one sport. More games like that need to come to Australia?
Yeah, most definitely. I think it's just a big event. I think things like that people, whether they have seen the game before, whether they've been to a game before, it's just exciting to go out and be able to see that type of caliber players come down to Australia. Some of the guys that were actually here are some of the best players in the world. So to be able to be treated to that and be able to see that is pretty awesome,
Grant, you've made your name in the Major League Baseball of late with your closing and saving games. I'd imagine there's a certain psychology around that. Do the teams that you've played with, Oakland and Tampa Bay now, do they offer programs about that sort of thing? Because there's a definite psychology to finishing off a game, I would imagine.
There is. It's all about trusting yourself and believing in yourself, and just and you gotta have a short mind and a strong heart, You got to go out there and give it all you got. But, there's no real set classes. There's no textbook to it. We do have guys that are psychology guys that will help us with, different parts of the game, maybe letting something go, not holding on to something and moving on and really focusing on different aspects of the game and things you need to do to
really succeed. So there are things like that that we definitely work on.
I'd imagine at 36, though, you've probably seen a lot. I know you've played for several different teams, so I'd imagine, although the body's probably a little bit slower than it used to be, just mentally you're much stronger and much better equipped to deal with those sort of situations.
Hello, Grant. I think we've lost him.
He's dropped out.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
That's such a good question, too. I thought he hung up on that question. Terrible question.
Look, he's a star. He's playing now for the Tampa Bay Rays. He's played with them previously. He actually pitched in a World Series for the Tampa Bay Rays. I think we've got him back here on the line. Are you there, Grant? Hello, Grant.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, sorry. About that. We miss you. Fire away.
Sorry, I don't know if you got my question, but I'd imagine you're a bit older.
No, I did. I was gonna say, I've been playing 18 years here now, and so over in the States, obviously. But so it's one of those things where you learn a lot as you go, you know, and you take from it's the failures where you learn, you know. When you fail, you learn, and you try not to repeat it. So baseball is definitely a game of failure, you know. 3 out of 10 times you get a hit, you're a great hitter. So you just gotta brush it off sometimes and get back up and ride the horse.
I mentioned you played in the World Series with Tampa Bay previously, back in 2008. You've played All-Star games in 2013. Do you have a career highlight during your 18 years in the US, Grant?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, I feel like I've had, I got the All-Star game there in 2013. Yeah, I feel like I've had some years, to be honest with you, but I probably had better years and didn't get into the All-Star team, you know, so it's kind of a weird situation there, but definitely been able to go out there on the field in New York and All-Star game around, you know, a bunch of superstars. That was a really good feeling. It was great for, you know, just a good accomplishment, something that I could share with my family and friends, and probably one of the highs.
But I'm going to ask you, during the match, Major League, what's the baseball movie? I've lost it off the
Major
top.
League.
Major League is the baseball movie. Now,
yeah.
I'm not saying that's reality, okay? And it's far from reality.
You did think it was a reality program, yeah, though, Grant,
but
so bear with us on that.
I'm really interested in the insight behind the scenes. Is there sledging in the game? So you walk out the bat. Is there a little bit of... Is there any of that?
Oh yeah, there's a little bit of stuff going on. I'm sure, it's like cricket, you know.
Yeah.
So guys will get stuck in it. Guys, I've had a few encounters, so it's all part of the game.
Yeah.
What about when the bench is clear? What do you do then? Have you ever been involved in one of those?
Yeah, we had a pretty good one back in 2008, actually, and I think that really kick-started our team. A few guys were getting thrown to the ground, and a lot of punches were thrown. It was actually a good one, but majority of the time they're pretty calm. It's a bunch of fiery guys, and then it all gets broken up. It's nothing too crazy, but we've had a couple of good ones along the way.
What do you do when you're running in? You're thinking, right, where's the opposing pitcher, or you're thinking, where's the smallest bloke in the field?
To be honest with you, I'm just hoping that I can get there without falling. So I'm absolutely buggered by the time I get there. I hope no one bloody hits me.
Now, speaking of baseball movies, one of the great baseball movies of all time is Bull Durham. Now, incredibly, you played for the Durham Bulls. Is that exactly like the movie as well?
No, it's not. But, I'd like to say that it is. But Susan Sarandon's not hanging around in the clubhouse. And, didn't manage to get to see her while I was down there. But just there for about 5 weeks, actually.
Okay.
But they do have the ball in the outfield, and if you hit a home run, you do get a steak or a salad or something or other. And the bull's tail flicks up in the air and blows some smoke and stuff. So
fantastic. Look, Grant, we're really looking forward to this All-Star game. It's on in Melbourne. It's on Wednesday. This Wednesday starts at 7:30 p.m. You can see it on ESPN. Good luck with the promotion of that, of course, and your travels around to all the Australian Baseball League teams and the juniors. And, of course, good luck with the Tampa Bay Rays for season 2015.
Thanks very much, guys. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
There he is, Grant Balfour. You might not know his name, but check out his stats, check out his numbers. Highly impressive, highly credentialed closing pitcher in the Major League Baseball. Great to have him on the program this morning. We're going to take a break. We'll take some calls, 1353-53, and we'll also come back. We're still at 1-1. There is, 12 minutes gone in this 30 minutes of extra time. 1-1, Cruz Azul against the Western Sydney Wanderers. We'll get a further update on that with Andy Pascalides.
Stand by. Stalls are back and racing.
For the most comprehensive wrap of all the weekend's racing, don't miss Punter's Postmortem. Expert analysis, the ones to follow. Punter's Postmortem with Jimmy Smith, Ray Thomas and Dean Lester. Monday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Rock or Bust, the incredible new album from AC/DC. It doesn't get any bigger than this.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debt into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focused on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
This is Mo. G'day, Mo.
G'day.
Mo's big in railway infrastructure. What you been doing, Mo?
Mostly talking to labourers, plant operators and parents about working in the rail industry. It's a great career choice, but first up, you need to take a RISI course.
A RISI course?
Rail Industry Safety Induction. Before you work in the rail industry, you have to do a Rail Industry Safety Induction. Only takes a day. Book now on risi.com.au.
That's risi.com.au.
We'll get you trained.
The wait is finally over. Are you looking to buy or sell a horse? Maybe a broodmare, tried racehorse or even a yearling. Enjoy an auction in the comfort of your own home with bloodstockauction.com. Bidding open for 5 days until horses go under the hammer from 7 p.m. this Tuesday with the catalogue now live on the website. Trading horses has never been easier, so become a member today at bloodstockauction.com. Delivering the sales ring to you.
On Sky Sports Radio, your weekend is packed with sporting news from around the country and around the world. This is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Half time in extra time, 1-1, end of the first extra time period. Now, Western Sydney Wanderers are down to 9 men. Nikolai Topper-Stanley has been given a second yellow card and therefore he is off the field. So Tony Popovich and the Western Sydney Wanderers playing with 9 men for this final 15 minutes.
And blowing up. And rightly so. They've just shown the replay on it again. He's got all ball. Little referee's jogged over and given him a good night, Irene.
Okay, so second yellow card. And I think he had the captain's armband on too, Nikolai Topper-Stanley. So this is a loss. The field is disgraceful. It's in horrible condition. Yeah. But no more Nikolai Topper-Stanley for this game. There is the red card. 1353 53 is the open line number. Let's go to callers now. G'day, Rod.
Jimmy, Stu, how are you guys?
Hello, Rod.
Now, listen, I'm Michael Clark.
Yes. Yep.
I've got a bad feeling. I think he's about to throw the towel.
I don't think so. In my opinion, I don't think so.
Oh, no, he's got a bad back. We know that.
Yep.
He's also got sciatic nerve problems.
Yes.
Which means the bloke's basically in pain in every part of the day.
Especially when he's hunched over a bat.
You know, and I've just got this feeling that... Anyway, my call was basically about... You know, if Michael Clark is gone and he does retire, we're going to put Brad Haddon as captain, Stewie.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe we should not put Brad Haddon as captain because of his age and bring in a Steve Smith or a Dave Warner if Clark does retire?
It's a very interesting question, Rod, that if Michael Clark is never to play again, then... Yeah. I think they should probably go down the youth path with the captaincy.
Really?
But given that we're never going to know that...
Until later,
and the test starts in 2 days,
then
we've got to make Brad Haddon the captain. If it was we knew today that Michael Clark would never play cricket again,
I'd go
down the youth path. Because what are you going to make Brad captain for 4 games or 5 games or something like that?
Well, he's fighting to get to the Ashes.
Yeah,
Brad
exactly.
Haddon, isn't he?
It's going to be a great honour for Brad Haddon when he's named.
Yeah, definitely. And he thoroughly deserves it.
No idea. Anyway, guys, I just wanted to get your ideas on that.
That's a good question, Rod. Fantastic.
Rod, we're going to hear a lot from you over the summer because it's the summer show and you're a great contributor to the summer show. You're almost on the payroll.
Oh, thank you.
We won't put you on the payroll. We'll put you on the hat roll.
I'm still waiting with the bloody hat.
All right, Rod. Good on you, mate. 1353 53, the open line number. Brave decision from Brad Haddon to take the new ball. at that point?
Oh, I think it was good. He hung on to it for long enough, and almost got everyone thinking that he wasn't going to take it.
Yeah.
Poor old last two or three were thinking, oh, he mightn't take it here, and then all of a sudden he went, all right, good luck, Mitch.
And the other thing is, you throw it to Mitchell Johnson and
he hung on to it, and he did a good job because it was always sitting in the back of the batsman's mind that they knew they were going to have to face a spell from Mitchell Johnson with the hard new ball at some stage.
Yeah.
And it was almost a stage of, just let's keep winding this out. Let's just hang off another.
Maybe he's not going to take it.
And all of a sudden, they switched, bang, here it is.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was good captaincy.
A fair bit of nice first ball with the new ball too from Mitch Johnson. Hello, Michael.
Yes, good morning, boys. Just in relation to that test match and Philip Hughes, the numbers 63 and 408, of course, surfaced several times during the match, and it was great to see people applaud when batsman reached 63 and the 408 came up on the board.
Mm.
But I just find it absolutely amazing that that Australia set a winning total in the last innings, 363. So that number 63 appears again.
Yes.
And we win by 4-8.
Yeah, you're right, Michael. It's eerie. It's eerie. And the other thing is, Jason Hughes, playing yesterday in Sydney grade cricket, scored 63.
Mm.
And it wasn't like he got out at 63 or tried to get out. He was trying to clear the fence when he was caught on the fence. And he didn't know he was 63. So there's another one you can throw into the mix.
Yeah, just amazing.
Mm.
Appreciate it, Michael. Thank you for that. It's there's been a few eerie scores like that. Just without doing or trying to change, Cruz Azul has scored.
Oh, no.
So 2-1, unfortunately, for the Western Sydney Wanderers here. They're just lack of numbers, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're down to the nine men, as we've mentioned, and... Oh, he staved the first one, Ante Kovic, and then couldn't get the rebound. Andy Pascalidis very shortly to give us an update on that.
Andy can't come on until after the game's finished.
It's in his contract, isn't it? Yeah, right.
It's a good slide. What's the slide after he scores? He does the belly slide.
Oh, does he?
A good 10 metres worth of water spraying in his face.
Well, that's what you can do with that. The wet
he's lucky he didn't spray into the advertising hoardings.
Exactly. 13-53-53 is... the open line number. Let's go to Adrian, who's on the line from Drew. G'day, Adrian.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Really well, thanks.
Mate, just with the cricket, I mean, it was a terrific game, and India probably deserves a draw out of it because they were fantastic. That decision against Darwin, the DRS has come back to bite them, but that decision against Darwin was one of the worst I've ever seen. I think Rahane, the back pad...
He didn't hit it.
That didn't get anywhere near it.
No, they replayed it a lot of times. He didn't get anywhere near it.
They were terrible decisions.
Yep, really bad.
You know, and probably ruined the end result. In the end, you know, Australia won and got the result, and there were some great performances. But got to say, if I'm watching cricket, I want to see Virat Kohli and AB de Villiers bat more than anybody.
Yeah.
They are fantastic. Tell me two better batters than those two to watch.
And very different too, aren't they? Like, you know, Virat Kohli plays in that really subcontinental way, Stewie. The flashing bat, you know, when Mitchell Johnson was bowling there yesterday, he's taking the pull shot and hitting it in front of square. No problems whatsoever.
He's been a good player since he was a kid.
Yeah.
And his bat just looks, it's like a wand. His wrists are so supple and flexible. And to cover drive like he does, to the left of cover and to the right of cover, you can pick the gaps, but when he gets short of him, he just jumps all over it. He's a quality, quality player.
And yet the shot that he played to get out, you know, the ball was short there. It was the first miss stroke he had all innings.
I don't think he missed. I don't think he mishit it. He got caught by trying to hit it into the stand and trying to hit it on the ground.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was such a bad and terrible delivery. He was sitting there thinking... It was almost, and then just sort of half got it, but got it straight to the man.
Yeah.
And in all fairness, Mitchell Marsh.
Oh, what was going on?
Jesus, imagine he dropped that. He got hands to the sky, fingers to the ground, ended up big crocodile man, straight in the middle.
He nearly tripped over himself too.
Imagine he dropped that.
He would never have lived that one down. 13-53-53 is the open line number. Are we going to go to callers or we're going to go to a break? And then we'll come back. We've still got callers on the line there. And, of course, we're waiting to speak to Andy Pascalidis on the completion of this match as Cruz Azul send another cross in and defended away by the Western Sydney Wanderers. They are down 2-1. And there is just 10 minutes remaining in this second part of extra time. 2-1, the Western Sydney Wanderers trail Cruz Azul.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email.
Any person, any program, any matter.
One email address will find us all.
Go to skysportsradio.com.au.
Click
click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
This is Danny Green. On a night out just like this, take it from me. One punch can be deadly. Thrown in anger, without warning, without gloves, it can kill. One punch can end their life and ruin yours. It takes grunt to throw it. It takes guts to walk away. One punch can be deadly.
Authorised and spoken by Danny Green, Perth.
If you're after a forklift that leads the way in quality, reliability and productivity, then Toyota Material Handling has the right forklift solution for you. Toyota is the world's number one forklift brand, with a massive range from pallet trucks, stackers and auto pickers to their market-leading Toyota Counterbalance forklifts. For new and used sales, short or long-term hire and all servicing, let Toyota Material Handling tailor the right forklift solution for your business. It's all part of the Toyota Advantage. Call 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debt into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focused on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
The wait is finally over. Are you looking to buy or sell a horse? Maybe a broodmare, tried racehorse or even a yearling. Enjoy an auction in the comfort of your own home with bloodstockauction.com. Bidding open for 5 days until horses go under the hammer from 7pm this Tuesday, with the catalogue now live on the website. Trading horses has never been easier, so become a member today at bloodstockauction.com. Delivering the sales ring to you.
The rail industry is always looking for people with a sense of adventure who like a challenge. It can be very rewarding career change. But first, you need to go through what railway workers call a RISI. That's R-I-S-I, your Rail Industry Safety Induction. Your basic RISI is a one-day course. After that, New South Wales Transport mails you out your RISI card. You can't work in a New South Wales rail corridor without one. So, when do you want to start? Get on to RISI.com.au.
Have you got one?
No.
Should get one, just in case all this falls over.
You never know. You
mate,
never know.
Just in case your 63 jobs fall over.
Just this deck of cards that I've built, it comes crashing down. Remember, Rail Industry Safety Induction, RISI.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Radio's biggest and best serve of weekend sport.
6 minutes remaining in this match. We might have to push Andy Pascalides back to the next hour. But anyway, we'll work on that. We've got a plan here. We're working to a plan, apparently.
I could see Andy actually sitting at home, on the edge of his seat.
He's hurting at the moment, isn't
he? Go left, left. Look, spreading wide. He's open down the left. Andy'd be commentating.
Yeah, he would be. He would be.
He'd be so excited. They're down 2-1, so he's a bit down. Mind you, he has been up all night watching every game of soccer ever played.
That's right. We'll speak to Andy. It's probably going to be next hour. There's still 5 minutes remaining in this match. Cruisers all lead. Western Sydney Wanderers 2-1. 13-53-53 is the open line number. Let's go to Dave here at Newcastle. G'day, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, boys, having me on.
No problem.
Pretty happy not to have the DRS. saw a pretty good test match without it.
You don't think the game was marred by poor decisions?
Well, when we had the DRS, if a ball thunders into the top of Yeah, it was fantastic. It was one of them to win because of the way they played the game.
Yeah, they did play an attacking.
It was fantastic. It was so un-Indian. given how they played Test cricket out here over the last say 40 years.
Well, maybe it was very Virat Kohli.
Yeah, maybe it was. And if their captain plays, maybe they're very strong. But having the first Test Adelaide probably suits them.
It does.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thank you.
Cool,
for that.
Dave. Yeah, so there's one voting for no technology.
I don't agree with Dave, but no. He's entitled to his opinion.
Absolutely. What? I'm voting for technology. You're voting for technology.
Dave's yes.
Hamish, panel operator, is voting for technology.
He just put his hand up.
Because
New Zealand won in the game before.
Oh, Auckland. Go Auckland.
Big, my favourite New Zealand team.
1353-53. G'day, Chris.
How are you guys?
Really well, mate.
Just on the DRS and technology, I'm for it. But the interesting thing, I think, yesterday is we might have exhausted our reviews because there were so many line ball ones as well, umpires call. In some ways, I think it advantaged us because I'm pretty sure we would have gone through both of our reviews before some of the other decisions, whereas India, I don't think, would have gone through theirs and could have used them at the end. So I think it actually hurt India more than it hurt us.
Chris, that's a really good point. But the emphasis would have been then not on the umpires, it would have been on, oh no, Australia's already used up all their reviews.
Well, that's, look at it. So many of them yesterday, there were some glaring mistakes, but gee, there were some live ball ones where it was hitting the top of stub, but it was an umpire's call, or just hitting leg, but not really quite enough. And the other thing regarding your top batsman, Stu, this morning, can I throw three more at you?
Of course you can.
Sangakkara.
Oh, look, he's a quality player.
Ashwin Amla.
Yeah, Ashwin's a good player, but I'm not putting him in the class of the other three.
I think Amla was a better bat than De Villiers a couple of years ago. I think De Villiers has gone past him, but he's only 31, Amla.
Amla's a
good bat. And my other one is Kane Williamson, who I think is a phenomenal young cricketer now. He's 24 now. He's the backbone of this New Zealand team, but he's already, I think, behind Crowe, maybe as the best batsman they've had in the last 20 years, and he's just going to get better and better.
I'm going to put him with Smith, whereas they're both obviously very good players and could be great players, just need to play a little bit more.
I really like him as a cricketer.
Yeah, I agree. Ross Taylor, you didn't mention there, from New Zealand, I think he's probably got the second spot at the moment, but certainly... Kane Williamson is right up there.
Not good news coming through. Thank you for the call, Chris. Not good news coming through here. This is Cruz Azul scoring another penalty, and that means it is 3-1. Cruz Azul against the Western Sydney Wanderers. It seems the dream is over, but at least they're getting paid somewhere between 10 and 50% of all prize money.
How much do you reckon it actually is?
I don't know. I haven't got a clue. I haven't even heard a whisper of...
Give me a guess. Give me something.
I would have said, if I was the club, I said, look, okay, we'll give you as close to 50% as we can. We'll give you 49%, but we won't disclose it, and then... As a club, we don't lose face publicly by backing down.
What face are they losing?
Well, they're backing down to the player demands.
I would have said no. What, they're not going to play against Real Madrid?
You would have said no. If you were the general manager of the Western Sydney Wanderers, you know the CEO, you would have said no to them.
You would know I would have said no.
What?
It's not in the agreement. You should have put it in the enterprise bargaining agreement.
Yeah, but they were sitting down to do the agreement. So you have to
sit
down
and do the
agreement.
Why wasn't it in the original? Every other agreement was done.
Yeah, I understand
that. Why wasn't it done?
Well, that's... You're trying to be revisionist there. You can't go back. Just do now.
Exactly. You can't go back. You didn't put it in there. Too bad.
Okay. And no one would go and play for the Western Sydney Wanderers for the next 4 years.
I bet you they would.
Yeah. All right.
I bet you they would.
Your thoughts on that? 1353-53. Hello, Dave.
I love it. Stewie Clark. I back you 100% on that.
Yep, that's one for me. Me and Dave, we're a team.
Are you and Dave? All right, me and the squad of 23 players are over here.
Jimmy's a massive players, man. Look at him. He should be head of the Players Association for Rugby League and soccer now.
I'd have sorted that soccer one out. Cricket.
Two other ones for the cricket. First and foremost, I want to congratulate the Indian captain because he took that game with a scruff of the neck. He didn't want to draw. He wanted to win it, and he went hard for it. So that's the first time I've seen an Indian team led by a true up-and-coming captain that wanted to win a match.
Yep.
Second of all, it's the coming of an era of Stephen Smith. I cannot wait to see a level-headed potential captain because after Dave Warner's King Kong chest out comeback after the review of the no ball, that is not a captain. He has got no self-control, and you cannot have that in a captain. Steve Smith is calm, he's cool. He plays his cricket on the field, and he does what's needed, and that's exactly what you need in a leader.
Yeah, it's an interesting point you make there, Dave. I saw the Dave Warner stuff.
I didn't see that.
He came out, and I'm sure David may have whispered to the bowler, get your foot behind the line, champ.
Right, Stewie?
Well, I don't, he doesn't need to. He doesn't need to. That's...
You want to become a captain, Stewie. I know for a fact that you would have done your talking with the cricket ball and tried to get him LB, bowled his middle peg, got an inside edge, whatever it's
Yeah, made. No, I can't disagree with you, Dave. It's, you make a very good point. Dave didn't know, need to do that. Stephen Smith is much more level-headed, but David plays with passion. Mm. You know, and people like that. It's not for everyone.
And Dave from the Gold Coast, our caller just said, a couple of things there. Two outstanding points that he made about that cricket game yesterday. And he seems like he's the captain or the president of the Stuart Clarke fan club, doesn't he?
Good man. Good man. Hat coming your way. Hat to the Gold Coast. Now,
that's going to be expensive.
The break's coming up, okay? Yeah. We touted around this segment last week.
Yeah.
We haven't had any rugby league this morning.
What?
We're having withdrawal symptoms. I'm going to give you 2 minutes after the break. 2 minutes of rugby league with Jim. I want some facts and I want some absolute rumours.
Okay.
We'll All right? It. It's 9 o'clock, Big Sports Breakfast weekend.
Macquarie National News at 9. Good morning, I'm Gemma Bath. The Foreign Minister has thrown her support behind the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff, calling the whole discussion a distraction from what's important. Coalition MPs this week expressed problems with Peter Credlin, saying she has too much control. But Julie Bishop has told Sky Peter is an essential part of the team.
She's a great support to the Prime Minister. She and I have a very professional, close working relationship. We've worked together for a very long time. I think this is all a distraction, an absolute distraction from what the Australian people expect of a government, and that is to get on with the business of governing, and that's what we're going to do.
The Prime Minister is ending a tough week with a visit to his local surf lifesaving club. Beau Mitchum was there.
Tony Abbott is here at his Queenscliff club, speaking to locals and walking on the beach. It's a far more relaxed atmosphere than what he's faced in Canberra this week. There his government has been hit with more poor opinion polls, while he's been forced to fend off questions about his chief of staff and back down on his original GP co-payment proposal. The Prime Minister's at the beach to launch the National Coastal Safety Report. It's found the number of deaths in the water in the past year has dropped by a third. Mr. Abbott says he's hopeful of finding some time in his busy schedule in the new year to do some patrols.
A dozen or more years that I've been part of the team here at Queensy, and it would be a pity not to stay part of the team.
At Queenscliff, Beau Mitchum, Macquarie National News.
Two Australian women have reportedly headed to Syria to offer themselves as jihadi brides. The Telegraph reports the 18 and 20-year-olds flew out of Sydney in the last fortnight. They're believed to have links to the Somali community. Michael Clarke may never represent his country again after the Australian cricket captain picked up yet another injury. Billy McGee reports.
He came into the first test under an injury cloud, and now there's a dark shadow hanging over the skipper's future. Clarke says he's unlikely to feature again in the series against India after injuring his right hamstring on the final day of the first test. The 33-year-old captain concedes he needs to reassess and that his career could be over as the injuries start to take their toll.
Did my left hamstring, I've done my right side of my back, I've just done my right hammy.
It's been a long year for Clarke, who has continually broken down. He is hopeful he will be fully fit for next year's World Cup in Australia. Billy McGee, Macquarie, National News.
Former Labor power brokers Eddie Obeid and Joe Tripodi have been stripped of their honourable titles. Premier Mike Baird earlier this year made the formal request following corrupt findings at ICAC. The Telegraph reports Governor David Hurley granted the request on Friday. Police are searching for the person who pointed a laser at a plane as it came into land at Sydney Airport. It's believed to have been beamed from a golf club on Henry Lawson Drive at George's Hall last night. A two-day police operation in Western Sydney has seen a drink driver nabbed every 13 minutes, and up to 100 shooting stars are expected to light up the sky in a meteor shower tonight. Now with sport, Danielle Pogson.
Hopes of FIFA Club World Cup glory have been dashed in a muddy 3-1 loss to Cruz Azul.
This is it. Hard and low, and Cruz Azul are in the semi-finals. No mistake made. The dream is over for Tony Popovich and for Western Sydney Wanderers.
Courtesy of Fox Sports, the Western Sydney team took an early lead before conceding a goal in the final minute and two in extra time. An Archie Thompson hat-trick has helped Melbourne victory to a 3-3 draw with Sydney FC in the A-League. Phoenix and Central Coast Mariners have played out a 1-1 draw in Wellington. Australia is off to Brisbane with a 1-0 series lead after claiming a 48-run win over India at Adelaide Oval. Nathan Lyon spun the Aussies to victory, claiming 7 for 152 in the second innings. to be named man of the match. The off-spinner has told Channel 9 it's an incredible feeling.
There's always little turns and stories in the game, so we knew if we stayed patient long enough, things would turn around. So credit to all our bowlers. I thought we did a fantastic job.
Adam Scott will tee off in after midday with a one-stroke lead in the final round of the Australian PGA Championship, and Wollongong Hawks have produced a five-point win over the Sydney Kings in the NBL. That's sport. I'm Danielle Pogson.
This is Macquarie National News. It's 9:04. Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather. Mostly sunny today, light winds, tops of 25 on the coast, 29 in the west. Sunny tomorrow, showers Tuesday and for the rest of the week. Right now in the city, it's 15 degrees, humidity at 86%, winds from the north at 9 kilometres an hour.
This is Sky Sports Radio. On air and on digital at Sky Sports Radio. Online at skysportsradio.com.au. And on Twitter at Sky Sports Radio 1.
For all of today's scratchings information, whether day or night meetings, call TAB Customer Service on 131 802 or log on to tab.com.au. Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
Rock or Bust, the incredible new album from AC/DC. It doesn't get any bigger than this.
Barry Pallister calling for it. James can only fist it. It comes for Cantona. I don't believe it. You just couldn't write this script.
It's come down to Graham. Back to the middle. It's down to the cello. A long range shot from Anesta.
He's got it.
Oh, what a check. He's got it. Anesta has nailed it. Graham Anesta has just the drop goal.
What a great finish to a semi final.
Legs down that a lot. Shot to bring it up on as well. What a moment for Michael Clarke, not just as a player, but as a captain.
The Sydney Cricket Ground becomes Michael Clarke's kingdom for the day.
On Sky Sports Radio, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Chock full of sporting news and views from around the country and around the world. Plus, have your say. Here's Jimmy Smith and Stuart Clark.
And Andy Pascalidis very shortly as well. Cruisers All 3-1 over the Western Sydney Wanderers. It went into extra time. 3-1 Cruisers All. Remember, up against a 9-man Western Sydney Wanderers at the end of the game, Stewie.
Yeah, look, horrible, horrible conditions. It was... There were puddles. It was like playing in the park. You know, it's rained all weekend. And
you wouldn't play in the park.
They should have called the game off, but someone at the council went, I think we should just play this weekend. That's what the field was like. It probably actually brought the teams a little bit closer together without being negative to the Wanderers, because Tab and everyone had the Wanderers at way outsiders in this game.
Yes, $7.50 outsiders, $1.40 Cruz, Azul. Adam Scott, Scott Strange and Wade Ormsby are the third round leaders of the Australian PGA up there at Royal Pines on the Gold Coast. And we're going to speak to Wayne Grady from Channel 7. Their coverage starts from midday today of the fourth round. We'll speak to him a little bit later on in the program as well. We'll be taking your calls. 13:53:53. We were hopeful of speaking to a Wanderers player, but that may have evaporated after the loss, unfortunately.
Nice warm shower, I would have thought.
Great game at Adelaide Oval, completed yesterday,
yes.
And we've spoken about that at length this morning, and a lot of people wanting to have their say on it as well. 13:53:53. News coming out that David Warner, Shikhar Dhawan and Virat Kohli are fined following that fiery Adelaide Test match between Australia and India. So,
has it got a value on the fine?
Not yet. Warner and Dhawan were fined 15 and 30% of their match fees respectively. And Kohli was also fined 30% of his match fee for his involvement in a separate incident shortly before the close of play on the fourth day.
Okay.
There you go.
Pocket change for those blokes.
I was going to say, what do they get paid? 12 and a half grand a test?
It's probably 14 grand a test.
14 days. Grand a test match.
So what's that? It's about $4,200 or something like that.
Indians don't get paid a lot by the BCCI.
Oh, no, they get paid enough. But mind you, their IPL contract should be $2.5-3 million. Maybe not David Warner, but the other two would be in the $2 million vicinity.
Someone like Virat Kohli, though, he would work, his earnings non-cricket would be around the $25 million mark.
From what I can gather, and this was there's no confirmation, but a lot of rumours running around that Sachin Tendulkar and MS Dhoni get paid about between $25 and $50 million up front from their management companies.
Right.
There's your money.
And then they go and work and secure the deals and
make money out of it. Yes. So that you, if you work it that way, I'd imagine Virat Kohli being the next big thing and now an Indian captain.
Yes.
Probably not losing out.
$13.50 Lucky he didn't get fined 30% of his overall earnings.
It's a big fine,
that. That is a massive fine. 13.53.53, the open line number. Before we get to your callers, we're going to get to Andy Paskalidis, who I've got no doubt is bitterly disappointed following the loss from the Western Sydney Wanderers. There's a fair bit of controversy involved around it. Matthew Sparanovic was given a red card. Also, Nikolai Topper-Stanley was shown a second yellow. Therefore, he was off the game as well. To get further insight, we have a chat with Andy. G'day, Andy.
G'day, guys. I'm looking at my TAB voucher that I put on yesterday, $20 at $7.50, and I thought I'd be able to take my wife to lunch today. But, no.
Come on, Andy. You weren't going to do that. You
cheese sandwiches all round again, hey?
Mate, I'll tell you, baked beans on toast.
Oh, sorry.
You know, I'll just say this about what I've just watched the last couple of hours.
Mm.
Would Real Madrid, multi-million dollar team, if they were scheduled to play today, would they have actually walked on that ridiculous pitch?
No, you're right.
No. FIFA have just made the most embarrassing signal to the lesser lights of world football by saying, you know what, it's Cruz Azul, it's the Wanderers, it's Auckland, let's just throw them out on the pitch. Because if it was Real Madrid, there's no way they would have played.
No, Andy, we talked about it this morning that the pitch was it was horrendous. It was absolutely disgraceful.
Well, it made it a different game.
Yeah, it did. There was no passing.
No.
There was basically ball backwards, forwards, till you got it into a scoring opportunity.
Oh, it's a game that any level of football you hate playing in because you know it's a lottery.
Andy, can you give us any insight? Somewhere between 10 and 50% is the agreement. Have you heard any numbers that are being talked about?
I've got to be honest with you, I still haven't heard the numbers. I was trying to chase that up yesterday and no one's really talking, but the numbers right now for the players are out the door. It's the fact that they were 2 minutes away. The fact that you know, Shannon Cole's going to bear a lot of this because it was a challenge he didn't really need to make. And at that stage, you know, with 10 men after Sparanovic, who could have scored in the 11th, cleared off the line, he was in everything, Sparanovic. Then he got his second yellow in the 74th. And, you know, when you're up 1-0 in this sort of game, in these sorts of conditions, just the discipline side of it let them down, and the refereeing was abysmal. I mean, Rukavica should have had a penalty in the 51st minute. He was held back. It was clear.
Well, Andy, you mentioned that the pitch, you wouldn't have let Real Madrid on there. I'd imagine they wouldn't have let that guy referee a game with Real Madrid in it.
Good call, actually. Good call. Mm. This is the problem with FIFA, I find, with all these big international tournaments, that they're trying to spread the love. Just put the best referees out there. You know, four of the top five best referees are from Italy. Get them at the tournament. I don't care. Just get the best of the best, because you're showcasing the best club sides from each region. But again, we're let down by, you know, just the refereeing wasn't up to par.
No, exactly. All right, let's move backwards to last night and the Big Blue.
Mate, I enjoyed that. Did you enjoy that game?
I did. I watched pretty much most of it, and it was a cracking game of football.
And isn't Mark Milligan in a bit of trouble?
Yeah, I think he's going to find himself... Well, I don't know.
10 stitches for Terry Antonis?
He's going to find himself... I don't know how the referee didn't send him off, and I know Bozzer and John O'Lissi were very critical of the referee for not doing something more serious about that incident.
And it's just... I don't recall... the Socceroo, doing that before. He's a very hard and honest player, and he's the captain of the victory, and he's a former Sydney FC player. And, you know, there's so many stories out of this. Archie Thompson's hat-trick. What about the little back heel by Smeltz for Yanko, and then Smeltz turns around and scores twice, and 25,000 fans that Eddie had. It had everything. It was the highlight. We knew it would be the highlight of round 10, where we saw a couple of real upsets in Brisbane winning in Adelaide on Friday, and the Wellington Phoenix could only draw 1-1 at home to the Mariners. Well, it wasn't at home in a sense, was it? Eden Park, 11,000 fans. Who would have thought?
What about Roy Krishna? What a star he is.
He's a gun. That's four goals now in four games.
Yeah, he's playing well.
They had a multitude of chances in that first half. I think the stats show they had 20 or 21 shots at goal. So Wellington will be kicking themselves in regards to that.
Just let's go back to the Big Blue. It looks like Graham Arnold will be going shopping in January. Because is Nicky Carl now out for the season?
Yeah, he doesn't look good. That was a bad challenge. It was actually Nicky's fault the way he went in.
Yes.
And then you got Corey Gamero and Ali Abbas out for the season. So his phone and fax and emails have been working 24/7. And wasn't it a telling comment at the end of the game when Arnie was interviewed, when he was asked about that incident with Antonis Emelian, and he was absolutely seething, but he just held back and basically said, look, let the media talk about it. So,
He didn't say
unfortunately,
anything.
But you're going to, look, these games always have incidents. It's not the first time, it's not the last time. So much rivalry. It's the biggest rivalry, with all due respect to Western Sydney and Sydney. This is history. You know, this is from day one of the competition.
EPL overnight?
No real surprises, Stuart. Arsenal did the job against Newcastle 4-1. Doubles to Giroud and Cazorla, and we saw Man City, 5 wins on the spin, but injury concerns for them. They won 1-0 at Leicester. Zacho and company don't look like they'll play again in 2014. And Frankie Lampard, well done, 175 goals. That's fourth in the record books, along with Thierry Henry. Mile Jednak started for Palace. They drew 1-1 against Chelsea, got up. Schwarzer on the bench, 2-0 against Hull. And Southampton, they slumped to their fourth loss in succession, 1-0 against Burnley. All eyes tonight. I'll be staying up for that one.
Does it get any bigger, Andy? I know there's some big rivalries in the EPL, but does it get any bigger than Man U v Liverpool?
Yeah, it's a good question. Again, you know, a lot of people are going to say, you know, there's rivalry between the two Manchester sides. But I think from a historical perspective, there's always been that bitterness between those from Manchester and those from Liverpool. Forgetting Arsenal v Tottenham or any of those London derbies, it's going to be a cracking game. You know, United at home have been in great touch. 6 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss. 5 on the bounce now. They are in true, you know, true contenders now. And they need to win as well, remembering that Chelsea and Man City above them got up. They're on 28 points, 8 adrift of Man City, and they've had a good run of late. And the Reds, just 6 wins in 15 rounds, and they battled to a 1-1 draw in midweek. And I just think United look too good in this one.
$1.80, $3.50 the draw. Liverpool, $4.25. So you're going Man United at the $1.80. Yeah, have you got a game score there? Correct score?
A game score, I'll go for the plus two and a half goal option.
Okay.
And mind you, just remember one thing, guys. That last season, Liverpool did the double on Man U, 3-0 and 1-0 after United had won, I think, 4 in a row. And that was at Old Trafford, I should say. So that was a major shock last year, what Liverpool did. Gerrard's scored twice, but maybe go for the 2-1 option on Man U.
Also, they had Billy the Biter in their team, and he's no longer playing there. Luis Saha. So they're missing
Suarez.
They're missing him horribly, aren't they?
Oh, mate, that's been the difference for them. And Brendan Rodgers, he's not out of the wood at all. I think the fact that Liverpool are ninth and they're out of the Champions League now, they're going to the Europa League, the pressure's just going to mount.
But if you're a manager and you've been in the EPL for a year, you're a veteran. Arsene Wenger aside, you're a veteran if you can last 12 months.
So you're saying that Arsene Wenger's a dinosaur now?
No, I'm not saying
What's the great one?
Mourinho. Jose, one. He's a superstar, that's what he is.
Mr. Mourinho,
special one.
Right, though, look, Wenger's clearly the longest running manager in the Premiership, and I would think before that you probably would have had David Moyes before he got punted at Man United.
Yeah, he was 10 years at Everton. So, Andy, fantastic. Great work this morning. Bad luck for your Western Sydney Wanderers, though.
It's sad for football in general, because it wouldn't have been a fantastic occasion on Thursday morning to wake up and watch a little club from the Western City take on the world's best, arguably, Real Madrid.
Now, that was a good story. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen. Good on you, Andy.
Cheers, boys.
Andy Pascalidis there, Sky Sports Radio's Mr. Football. Now, 1353-53 is the open line number. We're going to take a break, and after that,
we're coming back with 2 minutes of rugby league by Jim.
Woohoo!
Tabs settle up Sundays. Visit some of our most exciting regional destinations.
And Maruya has a tab settle up Sunday on the 21st. With the Maruya Christmas Cup, fashions on the field, stalls, cheese and wine tastings, wood-fired pizzas and more. Sky Sports Radio has the late mail. Sky Racing World covers the mounting yard. There'll be gourmet seafood, face painting and Santa's coming too. Sunday the 21st in Maruya. Why not stay the weekend?
For more on tab settle up Sundays, visit gocountryracing.com.au.
Hi, it's Andrew Bensley from Racing HQ. What a monster year we've had, and I'd like to thank all trainers, jockeys and owners that have joined us in 2014. To all, have a great Christmas and a safe new year.
From all of us here at Sky Sports Radio, have a Merry Christmas.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack for the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
The latest on the traffic for Rizzy, Rail Industry Safety Induction.
Want to start working in the rail industry? First get your Rail Industry Safety Induction card. Go to rizzy.com.au and kickstart your career in rail.
Well, the Extreme Sailing Series on the harbour today, special event traffic conditions around the Botanic Gardens, Mrs. Macquarie's Road. Somebody's dropped a box onto the M5 at Revesby outbound near the River Road and heavy traffic into the Sydney International Terminal up from Marsh Street, Arncliffe and into Qantas Drive, Mascot. Visit Big W today to grab great daily deals. Today's hot offer, Huggies, Jumbo Nappies or Pants, only $27. Be quick, only at Big W today. And that's the latest traffic, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Rock or Bust, the incredible new album from AC/DC. It doesn't get any bigger than this.
Ever thought of working on the railway? Driving a loader, a crane, or laying track? Mo here knows all about it.
Yep, if you want a career with a bit of adventure and good rewards in the rail industry, check out rizzy.com.au.
Rizzy?
Yep, stands for Rail Industry Safety Induction. Rizzy cards are issued by Transport for New South Wales. It's your first qualification, you have to have it.
Take a look at risi.com.au and get trained.
That's rizzy.com.au.
Want to own a horse that races more often? With a trackside runner for 6 hours that races every 4 minutes. To enter, tell us your favourite time to play trackside and submit your winning trackside ticket details at tabtrackside.com.au and you could win big. Time for trackside. Visit your local TAB today. Promotion ends January 19, 2015. Gamble responsibly.
Sundays just don't feel right without a dose of the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
13:53:53. We're going to get to the open line shortly, but look, with the expectation in this studio for the final ever show in this studio,
that's correct,
is palpable. Yes. We are so excited. For an hour and 20 minutes, there's been no talk of rugby league. And last week we threw it around that...
Well, last week there was no talk of rugby league for the whole 2 hours, which was devastating.
It was horrible. Look, we needed to fix it. So we got our heads together and we spent 25, 30 seconds talking about what we should do. And we've come up with 2 minutes of rugby league. This is a sponsorable segment too.
One day. Play the play on then. Hamish.
No, we haven't got one yet.
Mate, you're kidding.
This is called pre-production. Oh. There's a lot of emphasis on you getting this right. So here we go.
Pressure.
All right, the pressure's on. 2 minutes of rugby league.
All right. It was initially 5 minutes of rugby league.
It was.
We trimmed it down.
So some fact and some just absolute. Yeah, some rumours. Let's go. Here we go. Ready, set, go.
Russell Packer's case has been argued passionately by the Dragons coach Paul McGregor and the recruitment manager Peter Mulholland. It is expected that the National Rugby League will make a decision on whether he's allowed back into the game when he's released from prison in January. Even if he's not into the game, then the Dragons will also be able to employ him in a capacity there at the club so that he can support his family. Yes, Stuart.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Keep going.
Greg Bird has been stripped of the co-captaincy of the Gold Coast Titans following his fine for public urination at Byron Bay. He's also been fined $15,000 by the Gold Coast Titans. James Roberts has also been fined $3,000 by the Titans and put on notice following his he was arrested by police on the Gold Coast. The NRL will release the draw early this week with live Sunday afternoon matches on Channel 9, a feature that the competition will start on March 5. It's a Thursday. It's going to be a huge game. The Brisbane Broncos up against the Rabbitohs. So the Rabbitohs versus Roosters traditional start to the season is not on. The Roosters are playing Townsville in Townsville on that first week. The Roosters Rabbitohs will be in round three of the competition. And for all those people at the Belmore Sports Ground, to celebrate the 80 years, the 80th year of the Canterbury Bulldogs, they will have a game there in July, and it's against the Sharks.
Yes.
To celebrate 80 years. So back to Belmore will happen in July.
I want to say congratulations to the NRL and Channel 9 for finally getting that right and putting that game on live. There's been so much talk over the years about it.
Mm.
I don't know, whoever made the decision, well done to them.
And I can't wait till Peter Overton's forced to wait 10 minutes because the game goes into extra time.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
And they have to hold the news whilst the West Tigers and the Sharks battle it out at Leichhardt.
All right, now, come on, give me some rumour. I want a rumour.
Hang on. Auckland Nines, we look forward to that competition at the end of January. And a Toowoomba tattooist, Danny Whiten, has bought a Seagulls 2011 Premiership ring for $2,300 on eBay, and he's hopefully of turning it over to anyone who's interested for a profit.
What's the rumour?
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Now, there's all sorts of speculation about who is this big signing that's going to go to Parramatta. I would presume it's going to be for the 2016 season because no space in the salary cap.
Who are you saying it is?
Despite the fact, well, we had all sorts of nominations. Brett Stewart was nominated, Kieran Foran, Robbie Farrow's name was... this is nominated by listeners on Friday. Israel Folau and Kirtley Beal. I can exclusively reveal... Stuart Clark will be turning out the... they're just going to do a physical on that hamstring. And if he can pass the physical, then it will be a marquee signing for the Parramatta Eels for season 2016.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is 2 minutes of rugby league. Responsible. So play the playoff now, Hamish. Have we got a sponsor yet? No, we haven't got the sponsor. It's just a matter of time.
13:53:53. If you've got a reaction to anything Jim just said, then please call. We'll get you on pretty shortly.
Yeah.
But up next, Trent Langsall from Tab for an up Tab update.
With all the goss on your sport and your team, you're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Tell you what's not ridiculous, how good that game of cricket was that finished at the Adelaide Oval yesterday, and Trent Langskill from tab.com.au might even have a market up for the second test. G'day, Trent.
Good morning to you, Jimmy.
Have we got a market yet?
Yes, betting is open for the second test beginning Wednesday at the Gabba.
Okay.
Australia, the firm favourites at $1.55. The draws at $4 and India at $5.50. Now, a couple of the futures markets, the series winner, Australia now $1.08.
Oof.
The drawn series at $8 and India to win the test series outright at $26. For the series score, Australia to win 3-0 at $3.25. Australia the clean sweep 4-0 at $3.50. And then Australia 3-1 at $5 and 2-1 at $6.50. And fellas, it was a fascinating day five yesterday. Australia got out to $17. Before Muralee Vijay was adjudged LBW on 99 when India were 2 for 242. So at the start of the play, the draw looked like the favoured way. And then all of a sudden, Australia, they got a bit wobbly with needing those 8 wickets in the final session. And at one stage, India were the second favourite. So a great day of test cricket yesterday at the Adelaide Oval.
Have you got a highest wicket taker in Brisbane market up?
Not at the moment, Stuart. We will be opening up the markets for some of it, like the high bats and everything else in the next day or two. But just at the moment, we've got the result and just those series winner markets at the present moment.
All right, you've got the PGA Championship going on up in Queensland on the Gold Coast.
Yes, the final round teeing off in the morning into the afternoon there at Royal Pines. And Adam Scott is one of three players at 10 under, and he's the odds-on favourite at $1.80. Wade Ormsby also at 10 under, and Boo Weekly, the American, at 9 under at $7. You've got Scott Strange also at 10 under at $9, and Jason Scrivener at 9 under at $15. But, fellas, it'd be hard to imagine that Adam Scott, after what he achieved last summer in Australia, he'd leave the tour, the three tournaments, without winning one of them. It'd be a bit strange.
I think didn't he start the tournament at $2.50, and now he's into the $1.80, as you mentioned. Hopefully, if you've got him at $2.50, you'll be happy with that. And, of course, the big match, we just spoke about it with Andy Pascalides from the EPL. It's Man United, the favourites, taking on Liverpool.
Yes, this will be a ripper, fellas. Manchester United, as Andy mentioned, going for 6 straight, and they're the $1.80 favourites. The draws at $3.50, and Liverpool at $4.25. Just those couple of bet types that Andy did refer to. Over 2.5 goals is $1.80, and Manchester United to win 2-1 at $8 if you fancy Andy's tips there. And in the other match at 3 o'clock in the morning, Swansea City at $2.45 favourites at home to Tottenham at $2.75. and the draw at $3.30. But, fellas, if you want to bet on the Australian PGA Championship, you do have to call 133-390 because the tournament is So it has been underway for 3 days. But if you want to bet on everything else, you can check out the markets at tab.com.au.
And just before you do have that bet, make sure you're listening to Wayne Grady, and we're going to have a chat with Wayne very shortly on the program as well. Great job, Trent.
Thanks again, Jimmy. Thanks, Stuart.
Good on you, Trent.
Trent Lanskill there from tab.com.au. Now, the phones have lit up following
haven't they just got enormous rugby
league.
We might be able to get to everyone, but we're going to try.
We've got an SMS here. Hi, boys. Heard that Manly will move to North Sydney Oval. They are loved there. The ex-Brookie boy. Wouldn't have thought so, ex-Brookie boy. I don't think that's going to happen at all.
Manly and Kevin Muscat both hate North Sydney Oval.
That's exactly right.
Now, did you go the early crow on the Wanderers, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Graham from Goulburn has sent in an email saying, "Hi, Jimmy, haven't you learned anything about going the early crow?"
Yeah, well, the topic in the racing show, Talking with Horses, with Ray Thomas and Miracle
Talking about, reminiscing about horses.
Reminiscing about horses. The topic was the early crow.
I did hear it. I switched on, put some music on stage.
Easy listening stuff or something, probably.
Yeah, just really smooth FM.
When they were up 1-0, I said, well, that's it. They're taking on Real Madrid.
Did you?
Yeah.
Haven't you learned anything?
It was the whole thing.
Graham wants to know, haven't you learned anything?
No. The answer to the question is no.
Unfortunately,
the answer is no.
Haven't you learned anything?
No.
The answer to the question is no.
Unfortunately, the answer is no. We do appreciate that. Thank you, Graham. Let's go to the open line. Doug is there. G'day, Doug.
G'day, Stuart. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
G'day, really Doug. Well, thanks, mate.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. And to you, Doug.
Yeah, I was just talking about Penrith. I know who they're going to get next year, but I heard they're going to get someone from the grapevine from South Sydney. I think he's recently just lined up with him 2 months ago.
You're talking about Apisai Corrissau?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, played in the grand final. He's a fine player. He played when Isaac Luke was out injured a little bit earlier in the season. And it's interesting too, Doug, because James Seguiaro has been spectacular for the Panthers in 2014.
That's right.
And even though that's the case, they've decided to get, I suppose, Apisai Corrissau as a backup hooker to him.
No other players besides him, or just only him, I should imagine.
There's a couple of other guys that have mentioned. Rodney Coates, Adrian Davis, Tupou Sopawanga from Cronulla. Ben Murdoch-Masilla went there halfway through last year. But, you know, one thing that characterised the Panthers squad of 2014, there was a real evenness about it.
Yeah.
And they had that standout season. So it's there for them to do it again.
Yeah, they're good players, and I think Gus Gould's doing a good job for the Panthers, and Greg Alexander's helping them on the committee too.
Absolutely. Gus Gould's doing a great job. I think Ivan Cleary deserves a lot of credit for the work that he's done out there with the Penrith Panthers. They've certainly turned the club on the field around, and they've turned the club off the field around, and I think it's Warren Wilson, former boss of TAB, who's doing an exceptional job there.
Well, it's who else they need in their squad. Well, they've got a pretty good squad now, and they've got all young guys coming through. And you're right, they've taken away the, everyone questioned what was happening when they got rid of the likes of Lewis and other big-name players from that club.
Jennings,
what are they doing here? But you've only got to look at their form last year and their results, getting all the way to the game before the grand final. And you've got to say, well, maybe that's another blueprint for what clubs need to do. I think the Dragons are trying to do it at the moment.
And I think the Dragons quote the Panthers.
Yeah.
They say, look what they did at the Panthers. And I think a lot of clubs are doing that. Absolutely. 13:53:53. Appreciate the call, Doug. Thanks for that. Time now, though, for a sports update with Tanya.
On the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya White.
The Wanderers have gone down to Cruz Azul this morning in Morocco 3-1 in the quarter-final of the FIFA Club World Cup. The match going into extra time after a one-all regulation time scoreline. In pitiful wet conditions, the Wanderers lost Matthew Spiranovic to a second yellow card in the 74th minute, and then Nikolai Topor-Stanley went in the 101st. In the other quarter, Auckland City beat ES Setif 1-0. Now the Wanderers will play the Algerian team for 5th or 6th. Dave Warner and Indian pair Shikhar Dhawan and Virat Kohli have been fined by the ICC over their spat during day 4 of the first cricket test in Adelaide. All three admitted the offences and accepted the sanctions of 15%, 30% and 30% respectively of their match fees. The match ended late yesterday with Australia winning the first of 4 tests by 48 runs. Melbourne Victory, the only team now in the A-League still without a loss after a 3-all draw with Sydney last night at Etihad Stadium. Veterans Archie Thompson and Shane Smelt starred with 5 goals between them. Thompson scored scored all three for the victory. Earlier in the day, it was 1-1 between Wellington and Central Coast. This week's housemates, Adam Scott and Wade Ormsby, along with Scott Strange, topped the leaderboard heading into the final round today of the Australian PGA on the Gold Coast. When Scott offered the South Australian Ormsby a place to stay for the week, he probably didn't think he would be level with him on top heading into the final day. The Aussie duo and Strange are at 10 under. They're one ahead of Boo Weekly and Jason Scriven, and Michael Hendry is a further shot back. You found that funny?
Do you reckon he's just semantics from Wade Ormsby to try and put Adam Scott off overnight?
Setting
his alarm at 3 a.m. and
just
all that.
Massive night. Keep coming home at 5 a.m. Hey, come on, Adam, get up.
Playing the doof music.
All of that.
The Kookaburras will play India for third place at the Champions Trophy hockey tournament after going down to Germany overnight in the semi 3-2. Josh Childress starred for Sydney in last night's NBL game in Wollongong with 34 points, but it wasn't enough when the Hawks made a dramatic fourth quarter comeback to beat the Kings 82-77. Arsenal has moved to within 2 points of the English Premier League top four after an easy 4-1 win over Newcastle this morning. In other matches, Chelsea 2, Hull 0, Crystal Palace and Stoke 1 all, Burnley 1, Southampton 0, Leicester 0, Man City 1, Sunderland and West Ham 1 all, West Brom 1, Aston Villa 0. And you mentioned just quickly, Stewie, about the DRS and that Twitter went into meltdown. Mm. During the game. You can only imagine after every decision, they just went crazy. A cricket tragic, Piers Morgan, who's a media personality huge in England and in America, he said, India is a fantastic cricket country, but why the hell do you let the BCCI call the shots through the US of the DRS? It's time someone stood up to them.
Piers is, I think he's a training partner for Brett Lee, isn't he?
Brett Lee's a crash test dummy.
Yeah.
Did they make the decision not to?
I'd imagine. I don't think the Indian players don't like it. But basically, they have all the money. If there's
75% or something like that,
83, yeah. 85.
What they say.
The reality is they don't listen to anyone. Why would they want to? If they think it's right and beneficial for their product, they're not going to listen to anyone else. They don't care.
No, they're not. Or Piers Ackerman.
Piers Morgan.
Morgan, for that matter. Or
easy
Piers
to make
Ackerman.
That mistake.
He might be big in England. He might be big in America.
He's not big in India.
He's not big in India, and he's got nothing to do with the BCCI.
You're big in India, though. You've got about 85% of your Twitter followers are from India.
I think
India,
you're probably close to 97.
97, there you go.
On Sky Sports Radio, your weekend is packed with sporting news from around the country and around the world. This is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Well, this bloke's not big on Twitter because he's not on there, but he'd have thousands of followers if he did. It's great to have his dulcet tones on the Channel 7 coverage of the Australian Golfing Series. We've got the Australian PGA in action up at Royal Pines at the moment. You can see that coverage on Channel 7 from midday. It's going to be a classic finish, and, the organisers will be ecstatic because Adam Scott is one of three leaders overnight. We thought we'd get to the thoughts of the 1990 US PGA champion, Wayne Grady. G'day, Grades.
Morning, guys. How's it?
Yeah, really good. How is it up there? What sort of weather conditions have we got? Are we going to see no problem with getting through the day?
No problem. It's just going to be windy. It's a lot cooler, thank goodness, but it's just going to be windy, no rain in sight.
Adam Scott, he's in fine form. He's at the top of the leaderboard with his house partner for the week. We hear Wade Ormsby. He looks like he's got the putter working again.
Well, mate, if he'd had the putter working properly, he'd probably be about 8 in front. He's hit a lot of good putts that just haven't gone in. It's quite amazing. His ball striking is the best this week that it's been for the three tournaments he's played. His wedges still aren't as good as they should be for someone of his class. Mm. But, him at the top of the board, you've got to think that, well, he's very much the favourite going in today, but
yeah.
It's a great thing because the cricket finished yesterday, nice finish there. So there's nothing else on conflicting with it today, so it should be fantastic for everyone involved.
Absolutely. Big numbers for Channel 7 this afternoon. I think most homes in Australia will be having that on and watching it. The windy conditions you mentioned, Wayne, who does that favour?
Someone like Boo. Scotty hits the ball very high, so he'll need to control that. Boo's a very good iron player in the wind. But his putter's a little balky at times too. And the other two boys, well, Wade and Scotty Strange are obviously playing well, but the class there is Adam Scott and Boo Weekly. So those are the two to watch out for.
So you'd say Boo, well, he's not. He's only one behind, but someone from a bit further back, can they do anything special?
Probably, well, anywhere about four or five shots. It's we always reckon six or seven shots is a chance. It's not so much the shots, it's how many people are in front of you.
Sure.
And if you've got 15 guys in front of you, then it makes it a lot more difficult because someone's going to go and do something out there. So I'd say about four shots is the number.
Okay. Now, Boo Weekly, I just want to get this right, Wayne. Shot a first round 66, was the overnight leader, although there were some players to complete their first round. Then he went to dinner at your place and he shot a par 72. Any coincidence in that?
No, not at all. We're all very well behaved. He and Bowdo came over for dinner and we had a good time, and they're just very nice people. And they behaved themselves. We all had a few beers, of course, but he wasn't off till late the next afternoon, but he did look quite tired coming down the stretch
There was a nasty rumour running around that Adam Scott picked up the bar tab.
that could be right too. Yeah. Anyway, no, he's good. He's had a good night's sleep now and he's be ready to go.
You get yourself a bit of a break after this, Wayne?
Yes, mate. Yeah, I'm not doing much at all now. I only do 3 weeks commentary here in Australia and nothing more overseas anymore.
Okay.
And this is the first. I spent 1 year in America and one week in America and 1 week in Hong Kong this year, and that's my only one in Japan. So 3 weeks overseas, which is the least I've done in the last 35 years.
Any thought of going and playing on some of these seniors tours around the world?
No, I had 2 years on the senior tour in the States, and I didn't do any good. So no, I'm really happy just being at home, and I don't. If I lost my passport tomorrow, it wouldn't worry me.
It's not a bad place, Queensland, are you?
Yeah, there's plenty to do up there, fishing and whatnot.
Yes, mate, there's plenty to do up here. I can keep busy doing nothing, and I'm a terrible handyman, but I like to pot around the house and in the yard, all the gear, no idea, as they say, and that suits me down to a T.
Well, I know the Australian audiences love your commentary on Channel 7. They can hear that this afternoon, starting from midday, coverage of that. And as you say, they've done the right thing by the cricket and finished up that game yesterday in Adelaide. So big audiences for you, and let's hope that we get a good finish to the Australian PGA.
I had all the crew round here last night for a barbecue, so we'll see how it goes.
Ah, right.
IBF, tell him to watch the game, stop falling asleep. That's what I reckon.
That'd be great.
I'll keep nudging him.
Good on you, Wayne. Appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, guys. Thanks. Bye.
There he is, Wayne Grady, the 1990 US PGA champion, and you can hear him, as I said, on Channel 7 from midday today. A break, and then back with more of your calls, 1353 53.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Stu is a must for sports nuts like us. But if you missed any of today's program, log on to skysportsradio.com.au, go to radio and click on podcast to catch up with all your weekend sporting news.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Want to own a horse that races more often? With a trackside runner for 6 hours that races every 4 minutes. To enter, tell us your favourite time to play trackside and submit your winning trackside ticket details at tabtrackside.com.au and you could win big. Time for trackside. Visit your local tab today. Promotion ends January 19, 2015. Gamble responsibly.
This is Mo. G'day, Mo.
G'day.
Mo's big in railway infrastructure. What you been doing, Mo?
Mostly talking to labourers, plant operators and parents about working in the rail industry. It's a great career choice, but first up, you need to take a RISI course.
A RISI course?
Rail Industry Safety Induction. Before you work in the rail industry, you have to do a Rail Industry Safety Induction. Only takes a day. Book now on RISI.com.au.
That's RISI.com.au.
We'll get you trained.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack to the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Radio's biggest and best serve of weekend sports.
Welcome back to the program. It's the last 15 minutes here in Ultimo, actually. Of 10 o'clock, it'll transfer over to French's Forest. So it's the end of an era, Stuart.
Bringing in the wrecking ball. Just going to destroy the studio.
Is Miley Cyrus on it as well?
Jim, come on. It's a family show. Have you seen her on the wrecking ball?
Yeah, she's been on the wrecking ball. Yeah.
You just copied, you just taped that clip, did you, and kept watching it?
Actually, you don't have to tape it now, mate. You can just go to YouTube or something like that.
Can you?
Technology. It's the interweb. You should check it out.
I've never seen it.
Now, we had a chat with Grant Balfour a little bit earlier, and Macca has sent in on a tweet. If you want to send a tweet in, at Big Sports WEND, at Big Sports WEND, great ball, baseball movie 42, based on the true story of Jackie Robinson for the LA Dodgers. All right, I haven't seen that one.
Can you get that on the interweb?
You probably can, yeah. Download that from iTunes or something if your television's plugged into the interweb.
Along with Victory.
Victory?
That's the movie I was in, the Bollywood movie.
Were you in a movie, were you? So you're a movie star. What? Was it a speaking part?
No, it was just a bowling part.
What movies have you been in? Oh, I've been a bowling...
I got smacked out of the park by this Indian guy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I had to go to India for it. I had filmed it in Mahali.
Were you picked up at the airport and they had the name for you, like stars? And,
pretty much.
Yeah.
I had one of those chairs, you know, the director's chairs.
You did not, did you?
Well, we filmed it in the middle of the night in India because they had to shine the lights.
Right.
Very hot. Anyway, I don't know how we're talking. Pete from the Snowy Mountains has sent in an SMS.
He's
a very big winter sportsman.
Yes,
Scotty Games just did an amazing in the Dew Tour snowboarding halfpipe event held in Breck Ridge. Do you know where Breck Ridge is? I don't. We can find out.
Breckenridge? Breckenridge.
Well, it says Breckenridge on here, Breckenridge. He was
third. It's a skater, dude, you know.
Yes,
surfing,
it's skater tour.
Snow.
Snowboard tour.
Yeah.
He was third in the World Cast field. Go to Dewtour, which is DEWTIUR.com. It's an amazing, awesome result for winter athletes.
Right.
We don't hear a lot about our winter athletes. Obviously, the big name ones, as in Chumpy. We hear a lot about Chumpy pulling.
We do.
My head's falling off this morning. what's the snowboarder's name?
Tora Bright.
Tora Bright.
You don't watch Dancing with the Stars?
Not particularly.
No, neither do I. this is just a random one that's been sent in by someone who didn't put a name on. Just seen a blue small car, number plate BSB 94T. T is for the tab. Okay, we'll go with that one. Can I give you a tip now? Kieran Foran may be a Tiger next year. Wait for it. That's from Jim at Harbord.
Really? I heard that on your... You could have done that in your rumour segment, except you came up with something stupid. Why didn't you come up with that? That's a good rumour.
Hang on. What about this one? I'll give you a tip now. Kieran Foran may be a Tiger next year. There's not a lot of confidence in that from Jim at Harbord. There you go.
Still better than the rumour you had.
Yeah, you're right. Because why do you make stuff up? Oh, it's ridiculous. Why would you go around and tell a rumour that you're just going to make up? For the sake of making up a rumour, which is what you wanted.
Create talk back, perhaps.
Sounds more like a documentary than a movie, Stu. You getting flogged around the park. That's come from your old mate Jack up there at Old Bar.
What? How's Ray? Hey, big fella. How's Ray this morning?
Now, on a more serious note, Harry sends in via Twitter at Big Sports WEND, at Big Sports WEND. Please ask Stewie, when a test player gets fined a percentage of their match fee, like we've had with David Warner, with Shikhar Dhawan and Virat Kohli, where does the money go to?
It's a very interesting question. I think it goes to the ICC, and I think it goes to lesser playing nations, but I don't quite know. Not that I ever got fined. We used to get fined for slow over rate.
Yes.
And that...
Did that come out of everyone's?
It came out of 10%, and I think the captain, Ricky, whoever's captain, lost 20%.
Right.
And got a warning that he was going to miss a match.
Yes.
So I don't know, but I think it goes to the ICC, and I think it goes to lesser playing nations, but you never asked. It just came out of your pay, and you never worried about it.
Right. Okay, that'd be interesting to see what they do with that, the ICC.
What do you reckon FIFA do with theirs? business class.
Check has sent in another tweet here. I don't wish to compare, but elbows like that. He's talking about Mark Milligan's in that big blue last night. Don't wish to compare, but elbows like that in the NRL or AFL would be 4 to 6 matches. 4 to 6 matches. So there you go. We'll hear more about that. We heard Andy Pascalidis talking about it at the top of the hour. We'll hear more about that. Now, coming up on the National Racing Service with Paul Langham, Dale Walker at Harness Racing, Stuart Turner will cover all the Greyhound reports, Rob Weiser to look at Hawkesbury, John Scorse in a preview at Canberra, and Dean Lester is going to look at all the meetings at Victoria today. That's coming up on the National Racing Service, and that'll be at 10 o'clock here on Sky Sports Radio.
Now, we've been trying to get a hold of Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars, but unfortunately we can't. It is Christmas, so he's probably out enjoying some Christmas cheer, Scotty.
Doesn't matter whether it's June. He's out enjoying Christmas
June cheer, Scotty. September cheer.
Yeah.
But they've got plenty of cars out there at Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars. The first one is the 2009 Ford Falcon FG XR6 sedan. Absolute belter, outstanding set of 20-inch alloy wheels, more eye appeal than Elle Macpherson, Scotty tells me. So, geez, it must be a good-looking
car. And what about this? He says, more eye appeal than Elle Macpherson in her heyday.
So he doesn't rate
it. So he's written her off now.
Well, that's what I mean. I didn't want to read that bit out, like, Scotty. But anyway, look, a full leather trim, climate control, air conditioning, more comfortable and luxurious drive you will not find. Immaculate condition with only 78,000 kilometres. Truly, it's a one-of-a-kind to make yourself the king of Christmas. With maybe you get Elle Macpherson in the car next year. Take it for a test drive. Take it for a test drive. One of the cheapest XR6 going around. Go to fostersqualitycars.com.au. Give them a call, 96375024, and organise a drive today.
And what's the price of that?
That one is $13,990, 78,000 kilometres.
All right, and this is the second car they've got on offer today. Is a 2010 Holden Captiva 5AWD. That's an all-wheel drive, Stuart, wagon. The logbooks and the full-service history tell the story about this beautiful car, very well cared for. It's black in colour. It's powered by the 2.4-litre double overhead cam engine and a 5-speed automatic transmission for even better fuel economy. It's standard with air conditioning, power steering, front and head airbags, ABS brakes, front and rear park, distance control, hill descent control, cruise control, traction control, power windows, leather steering, and 17-inch alloy wheels. Great for the Christmas holiday getaway. It's a Santa special at just same price. $13,990. $13,990. Go to that website, fostersqualitycars.com.au, and you can see those and many more Christmas specials. fostersqualitycars.com.au.
That's the Ford Falcon FG XR6. More eye appeal than Elle Macpherson. $13,990 drive away. The 2010 Holden Captiva 5-door all-wheel drive. It's got more control than anything. Cruise, traction, descent, whatever you name it, it's got control. Again, $13,990, fostersqualitycars.com.au, 96375024.
And there is some sort of speculation that we can't get hold of Scotty Foster because his wife was due around about this time.
Oh, so he's saying he's in the hospital?
I don't know.
Hang on, darling. Just hold on. I've got to go and talk to the boys. Just got to do the ad. Yeah, you'll be right. Don't worry. A couple of minutes.
Yes, I don't think that was going to happen. So as a result, we are struggling to get hold of Scotty Foster. But there you go. You heard about those two great cars there. Check them out online, fostersqualitycars.com.au. MS Dhoni didn't play in this test match at the Adelaide Oval. Virat Kohli was brave in defeat, and he was also a little bit daring in defeat as well, not least because of the magnificent way that he batted. MS Dhoni comes straight back into the side for the Brisbane test match.
Oh, without doubt.
And captain?
He'd come back and he'll be captain. He's a world-class player. We've seen it a lot. It's surprising he missed this game. I don't know why. I thought he's got a thumb injury people
right.
tell me. But, you know, it's only 5 days. Surely it's not going to be that much better in 5 days' time. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's a quality player. He'll strengthen the Indian side. The question's going to be, how are they going to cope with the bouncy, quick... It's the quickest wicket in the country, the Gabba, these days. It's quicker than Perth. It bounces.
Is it?
It's just different. So it's they're just not used to it. And we saw in England when they played on a wicket that did a little bit sideways, that is, with the ball, they really struggled.
All right. The Australian 11 that will take part up there in Brisbane. Now, we know Michael Clarke will be out.
He's out.
So Sean Marsh.
You would have thought so.
Peter Siddle, under pressure from Josh Hazlewood?
I think Josh Hazlewood comes straight back in, but I'm not sure Ryan Harris is going to be fit. I watched a lot of Ryan Harris. Yes, he's gutsy. Yes, he's competitive and all the other words that go. But he just doesn't look right. He's hobbling at different stages. Yes, he tries his guts out. I'm not saying that. He might get through, But if I was the Australian cricket selectors, I'm worried that he's, you know, he could go at any stage.
So the option for them is don't play him in Brisbane, play him in Melbourne.
Yeah,
because it's a short turnaround for that test match as well.
That's exactly right.
And then he gets a bit of a break to the Sydney test match.
That's exactly right. So if he plays back-to-back-to-back, you know, and he'll be in for surgery again by the looks of it. He looks like he's struggling, but you know how important he is to the team.
Okay, let's assume that he was fit.
Pick him. First bloke pick. Second bloke pick after Johnson.
But I'm saying Siddle for Hazelwood. Would that be obviously a tougher decision?
Yeah, look, Siddle's has been a fine bowler for Australia.
Mm.
And he's still a fine bowler now, but he's just lost that spark at the moment.
Why is that?
He's 30. He's played a lot of test cricket now.
Right.
It's just bowling, you know. If you look, everyone goes, oh, look, McGrath played at least 36. Arguably the greatest ever. Oh, right. Courtney Walsh played at least 36. Arguably one of the greatest ever.
Yeah.
Not everyone's as good as those guys.
But you didn't play test cricket till you were 30.
Yeah, but I didn't. That's what I mean. I think you've got a certain amount of time.
Right.
And physically, you fall away. And test cricket, it's the travel, it's the training, everything that goes with it.
Yep.
Your body wears out after a while. I'm not sure his is, but it doesn't look like it's got the same spark at the moment.
1353 is the open line number. Let's go to callers there. CJ's on the line. G'day, CJ.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Really well.
It's great. I'm a diehard NRL fan, so loving the 2 minute segment you guys have.
Yeah, it's great.
You want 3 minutes next week?
Yeah, mate, make it five. Let's
CJ, come on, settle down, buddy.
What do you got for us, CJ?
Got anything?
Yeah, look, I'm a diehard St. George Dragons fan, and I think, like most of us at the moment, I'm pretty frustrated with what's going on in the sport and in the club. And I just want to pose to you guys, what's going on with like the salary cap in this sport? I mean, not so much what the amount is, but it's just all smoke and mirrors. You know, we've got no idea what our club can and can't do. And when you see players like Brett Morris have to be let go from the club, you know, long-standing family in the club and things like that. I'm just wondering, why isn't there more transparency in what players get paid in that sport?
CJ?
In any sport in the world, you can find out what players get paid. In our sport, we've just got to lump it when one of our favourite players gets released.
CJ, I'm 100% with you. I cannot believe that player salaries isn't made public. We were in researching for Grant Balfour. We know exactly how much he's getting paid next year for the Tampa Bay Rays, right?
Exactly.
They're very open about that. And they exist under a salary cap. But CJ makes a very good point. The other one that I think about, CJ, is third-party deals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they more publicised? If you're a third party, just say I'm a third party. I own a business. I'm not a sponsor of whatever team it happens to be. Let's just call them the Roosters. I'm not a sponsor of the Roosters, but I want to sponsor a player. I'm going to put $50,000 into that team or into that player. Don't you think I'd want my brand, my company, better known for that $50,000 spend?
Exactly. Yeah. Look, in my mind, any time there isn't 100% transparency in something, it's because someone's got something to hide. Otherwise, you just tell everyone, right?
I will say this about the Dragons and the way they've handled the Trent Merrin situation. From what I understand, that deal, $550 a year, is still on the table for Trent Merrin. But, you know, he's looking to go elsewhere and find himself a better deal, and well within his right to do so. But the way that the club, via Paul McGregor, and I think he was on St. George Dragons TV, has put the emphasis back on Trent Merrin and said, well, we've made him this huge offer, we want him to stay at the club. Now over to you, Trent. I think they've just changed the way that people are looking at the Trent Merrin situation, CJ.
Yeah, look, I think it's a pretty smart move to put it back on him that way. I mean, look, like you're saying, if Trent wants to try and make $1 million a year as a back rower going closer to his 30s, you know, more power to him. But,
It's a risky game to play.
Yeah, and
if you're happy to play that,
this year and it's over.
Yeah, if you're happy to play that game with Trent Merrin, and maybe they are, because from what I can gather and just reading between the lines, they appear to be. Paul McGregor and Trent Merrin appear to be fighting, or they appear to be not in unity with with moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But if you still want him at your club and you want to put him out there, it's a risky game of play, 'cause he may just walk, and then you've got the fans going, hang on, one of our best players has walked out the door again.
But that's what I mean. I think they've changed the way they've said, look, we're doing everything within our power to keep him, and so they're changing it from the fans' point of view.
And I'm saying that may end badly for them.
I understand.
Sometimes the wrath of the... And listen, Dragons fans, I'll tell you now, I believe they are the harshest fans on their team in the competition.
Well, it doesn't get any worse than losing Brett Morris. It does not get any worse than that.
It gets worse because you lose Brett Morris
and
Trent
Merrin.
Well, and Sally Fitzgibbon.
Okay, but anyway, back to Brett Morris. Brett Morris is, you know, the most popular player in the club, bar none, Australian representative, New South Wales representative, clean skin, great ambassador for the, you know, there's history there with his father playing, all of that sort of stuff, and he's gone. So, and that happened because they couldn't afford to pay him the money that the Bulldogs were prepared to pay him. And obviously the Bulldogs are paying him fullback money, and the Dragons didn't want to play that.
Exactly. Now, I've got to just, this idea that you've got to tell everyone what you're getting paid.
Yeah, well, you're not a fan.
Why? It's private, mate. It's private business. It's not no one's business.
I know what.
It's not a public company.
I know what the Premier's getting paid.
It's a public company. They work for the government.
I know what. Yeah, but
your taxes go to that.
Yeah, but
what are you paying towards the Dragons?
I know what the police.
Again, public.
Yeah, yeah. I know what the CEOs of corporations
again,
get paid.
Public.
Yeah. But
do you know what the CEO of a private company
and you and you say that the Dragons and the Rabbitohs and all those clubs aren't public properties?
They're not public companies.
No.
They're privately owned enterprises.
Do the CEOs of public companies work under a salary cap?
I don't know.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
But these people do. These people work under a salary cap.
Look,
there is a limited amount of money that they can be paid.
We're wasting good summertime show here, summertime entertainment here. This could take up 3 or 4 days worth of talk.
I think you've used the word good very loosely there. The summertime topic.
Summertime discussion.
Yeah. Oh, look, we've got to say goodbye to everyone here. It's our last show.
Ultimo.
At Ultimo for Sky Sports Radio. For us here, we've been here the last 6 or 7 years, and it is going to be an emotional day. It all starts again tomorrow.
At where?
French's Forest.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
Well, I won't, but you'll be there for the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition. Pre-edition to the real Summer Edition, because I've got another week of proper work to go before I come on. But you'll have Webby.
Andrew Webster will be in tomorrow from 5:30 a.m. Make sure you join us then. Have a great day, everyone.